It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me in the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
And Kevin.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right. Let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
What would you say you do here?
Dingle dongle, dingle dongle, someone's calling you. Good leg.
Rod Stewart's son. Kind of ready.
Hey, what happened? Hey, what happened?
Not even supposed to be here today.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kike!
As for Brian. See, Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
Yeah.
Today we are sponsored by
www.groominglounge.com.
Groominglounge.com. Go over there, all you men. Put in Aristocrats Radio as a coupon code. Get 10% off.
Really?
Absolutely.
Hey. We have our own coupon code?
We do.
Awesome. So,
wait, Don, this isn't a lounge full of grooms, is it?
No.
Oh, all right. I got a little confused.
Where's the pride?
This is the finest in shaving and all other manly hair removal and grooming necessities, I'm going to call them.
Wonderful.
Necessities.
I could use them right about now.
When I'm wearing spandex, the most important thing to me is to not have hair.
If you got hair, they got something on that website that can rip it off of you.
That's great.
Literally the day before wrestling, I go through 3 disposable razors and like a half a bottle of shaving cream. And it's so annoying.
It is.
And that's just on his mole.
Oh, fuck you.
Anyway, I am Derek. With me as always, oh, no Matt.
Yeah, Mr. Mane and Tail is missing.
Well, Matt won the wrestling theme challenge last week.
I was close.
So he got, So he got the day off. And I think he has some kind of video game thing. But we do have Steve.
Yo, tweet out the Ustream, please, because it's not working.
Oh, okay. And we also have Sean.
Hello.
Who's looking a little grizzly today.
I haven't shaved in like 3 days.
Nice.
Just been busy.
And my favorite aristocrat, Kevin.
Fuck.
I made the intro.
Kind of.
I'm official.
And, like a referee with a whistle.
And Lauren is back.
Hi, Lauren. Hey, guys.
Our, what are we going to call you? Like our promoter? Or
we're just
what
going
is
back
it?
To Horn
Fuck
Lauren.
You.
She doesn't like that name.
She's like the Ryan to our Pauly D. Yeah.
Public relations?
Public relations. Well,
yes. Our PR rep.
PR.
What do you got? What are you eating?
Puerto Rican?
I'm eating a brownie muscle.
Oh, brownie
muscle.
Brownie.
Muscle
brownie.
Muscle brownie.
Muscle eat brownies, get muscles.
Yes.
Says it right on the package.
What size?
Well, groominglounge.com sent us some lovely stuff that we can use on the show later. So after the break, which is why I mentioned you look so grizzly.
Really?
We're going to shave your ass. Not your ass.
My ass?
Your face.
Oh, my face. They kind of look
I
alike.
I volunteered my ass, and everybody said no. And now you get to shave his ass?
That's right.
I feel like mine's a little more perky.
You have a nicer ass.
I was talking about mine.
It's really sad that you've all seen each other.
Do they have supplies of razors?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, many.
Really?
Because I old ones. School straight razors as well.
Because I really need bikini area help.
Anyway.
I don't even
I'm serious.
I don't actually own a male razor.
Yeah, you go for the Venus.
I go Venus. Venus, they get a nice close shave.
Sean told me that, and he covered it up with, closer shave, bro. At least 75 times, so that led me to believe one thing. He felt gay owning a Venus razor.
You know why? Because I told Derek one day, you know what he comes back with? text me back. Hashtag gay.
You are gay.
Hashtag gay.
Your butt drips with jizz.
Mm. poop.
Drips.
What are you doing,
Drips.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm getting a song up for Sean.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Since we're talking about it.
I feel like I belong in like a 1980s bad movie.
1986 to be specific.
Yeah. I feel like I need a dress coat with my sleeves rolled up.
Is this even the right song?
Oh.
No. This yeah. is no, the video. Son it of is. A bitch.
It is.
Damn it.
But this is like a remake, right?
No, it sounds like the original.
Wasn't it in the 70s?
I don't know. I was
no, that's the.
This is it?
Yeah. This is the one. She's got
it. I actually sing this as I shave.
Do you?
Yes.
And he sachets.
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 Sure, desire. I just want to comment here. The YouTube video says HQ Audio, which, as we all know, is high quality.
That was
not high quality audio.
Well, that might very well have been the best version recorded for the time.
It was 1986. Well, it's kind of A-track-ish.
A little bit.
Weren't Venus Razors one of the commercials where like a broad was jogging past shrubs and they would just shape in the form of different female shaving patterns?
Which I don't think anybody even uses anymore, so they should have just went completely bare.
All of them just died as she ran past them.
There's just
she goes past a tree and just all the leaves fall.
Yeah, and they get a yeast infection and all that.
All that fun stuff.
A little string hanging out of the bottom. All right, Steve, we need you on your A game because Matt's not here.
Get off the goddamn computer.
I'm not as smart as Matt.
Just follow your
you don't have to
brownie.
Be smart. All you got to do is be as funny as you.
It's a stretch for you, but
I'm
let's
pretty
try.
Funny, but I was told not to say anything, so I'll just sit
no,
here.
You
wow,
weren't.
Derek, I can't believe you said that to her.
Cut her mic, please.
Derek. Oh, my gosh, Derek. You're always trying to put her down.
Hit the
She's
dial.
Our PR person. And
she was like, I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to say anything.
You.
I'll just do the shaving bit, and then that's it.
I
and then she comes in, she's like, where's my headphones? Where's my mic? I'm like, I thought you weren't doing anything.
I'm demanding.
Yeah. I can't believe you put her down like that. You're an awful person.
Wow.
He's a bitch.
Oh, with tits.
Speaking of bitch tits, I did find my Hot Rod t-shirt.
Okay, can we turn off the fucking Venus song now?
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
Which
I like it in the background.
Sent,
God.
I sent all to all of you.
You did.
The infamous Hot Rod shirt.
When did you take that picture?
Right when I found it. I put it on and took the picture.
Like you took it today?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet because you actually looked like you lost some weight.
Oh, thank you.
All right,
I did lose about 20 pounds.
Why don't you suck up to the main guy's you know, dick a little more?
I don't need to.
Your mic's not going to go up any higher.
The balls. You're the one that wants a new intro.
Now everyone shut off but Steve.
What?
You know, you're already pulling some Matt slack as it is because you're eating.
Yeah. So,
except it's not a whole satchel of Wendy's.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Crying.
Sploosh.
You're not eating an entire
even,
pizza.
I can't even imitate Krang, so.
Boo, whoop.
What does Krang even
in
say?
In the shredder.
I can't do it either.
A sploosh.
Shredder.
I can't do it.
Yours isn't a you know paper bag just filled of grease when Matt walks
wow.
in. Matt's the only person I know that can hear getting fatter.
I just hear stretching, like it kind of sounds like when you rub your hand on like a pool ball. Like, a
yeah, you just hear new stretch marks forming as just the skin tearing open
as he consumes a dripping satchel of grease.
Yeah,
it's like ripping paper.
Yeah, like as he swallows.
There's another one.
There's a stretchy.
I don't think any of us have room to talk. Well, I don't think I have room.
Okay, I feel like I'm okay.
Yeah, you're well. Yeah.
Why do you think I joined this show?
I don't
you got
know.
Stretch marks around your mouth, bitch.
Oh,
damn it.
Black cock in your mouth.
Yep, black cock.
Back pock.
Am I allowed to speak?
Oh, boy.
Well, only when spoken no. to.
Okay, well, yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to.
That's it.
Oh.
Mic's cut.
Oh.
Oh, that was not.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. You,
it's still on.
My neighbor.
Oh.
Yo, my birthday.
I never touched it. Oh. Were you serious?
What else do you have? Yeah.
Oh, that's all you wanted to say?
Yeah, so what'd you
no,
do?
No, no, yeah.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Family.
You did family.
Stuff. I did.
So like
my
a southern
family,
party, nice incestual
yes.
little.
Did you it do them in the ass or in the mouth?
Mouth. keep it classy. And
pretty
we had
classy.
Fun. We had a nice time.
Class out the ass.
Saw some family that I hadn't seen in years. and had a lot of food.
Yeah. See that?
Which is why we brought some over here. There's no way we're going to eat
delicious.
And my grandmother, I mean, God bless her, she looks at Derek, and Derek couldn't eat anything because he had eaten earlier. We went to two parties. He had eaten at the earlier party. So
stopped
the later
home,
party,
took a shit.
Basically. Several. Yeah. And then seven more at my grandma's house. And she's like, oh, two. Derek, eat what?
Two.
Two. And then she's like, Derek, I feel so bad you're not eating anything. You're wasting away.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's a grown boy.
No, I told her I haven't missed many meals in my lifetime.
I was going to say, does your grandmother wear glasses? Because
she's 80 years old.
Yes, she must, because Derek's looking pretty fine.
So she's only seeing in 1D.
1D is enough.
Images may appear smaller than real.
Than real?
I didn't know what the last word was. Yeah. I kind of rolled with it.
What?
What's the actual word?
Images in a mirror may be larger than appear than they appear, right?
Isn't it closer?
Closer.
Closer than
that. Ah.
Closer.
In Derek's case, that means wider.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Well, somebody said that 95% of my hair on my face comes from my mole.
Yes.
That's physically impossible.
Well, don't say somebody. Brian Shapiro said that.
Yeah. Who is Brian Shapiro?
He's a Jew. Ginger Jew.
Hello, Ginger Jew. I'm Lauren. Nice to meet you.
You're not meeting him.
I'm sorry. I thought Lauren
was on the other side of that television.
Lauren, I thought you were going to back me up on that.
You could have met him if he showed up.
We sent him the address, and he no-showed.
Yeah, he was begging me for a couple hours to come on the show. And I DM'd him, like, sure, here's my address. You know, whenever you can get here is fine. And he's not here.
And he's local.
Gas is probably too expensive.
It's, like, it's about 45 minutes away.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Is that how far Auschwitz is?
Go get you.
Wow.
Bullshit. I used to ride 40 minutes here every Sunday, so he has no room to talk.
I know.
He just stood us up. I just got a text for us.
Well, I don't like him already. I just met him.
Good.
Real piece of shit, that Brian Shapiro.
I agree.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I hope he dies. He
fucking no-showed his first booking.
He says, not my fault.
I hope he chokes on a matzo ball.
The DM never showed up.
It's because I didn't
not
say
my
it.
Fault.
District manager? District manager never showed up.
Well, I know last week we scared the shit out of Sean with all the zombie stuff.
Dude, did you legit have a nightmare that night, Sean?
No, I actually was talking to, you know, Tom. I was talking to my buddy Tom, and I was like, what do you want to do tonight? He's like, I have no idea. I said, well, I got an idea. He goes,
bath
what? I said, we can just fucking huff a bunch of bath salts and go eat some people. And he said, it sounds like a good time to me.
Now, I tried to look up what these bath salts actually are, and it's a hodgepodge on the internet of, you know, talking about the drug or, you know, bath salts that you put in your bath. It's really hard to get a straight answer from either or.
The closest thing I could find where they just say it's an amphetamine that's sold over the counter.
In, like, you know, like smoke shops and stuff.
Nobody sees this and just says, you know, we should probably pull this off.
Well, they will eventually.
Eventually.
They have to go through a process. They can't just put the hammer down.
How many more times do we have to have a real 28 days later in order for this fucking thing to get pulled off?
You know what? I feel like people get eaten all the time. And just because the one story came out, it became sensationalized, and now we're just seeing it a lot more.
Exactly.
I feel like this is a fairly common occurrence.
It's kind of like the whole Travolta thing.
Yeah.
He's been screwing guys that give him massages all his life. Now all of a sudden,
one guy finally came out, and now they're coming out of the woodwork. I sucked his dick, too.
Well, stores across the United States are getting in on the undead action by selling zombie bullets.
Sweet.
Oh, my fucking God.
So the bullets are resurrected dead?
They are specially formulated bullets to kill the undead.
Is that the same that is to kill police officers wearing bulletproof vests?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Who the fuck backs up this in science? Who just says, okay, I have the science to back this up, it will kill an undead person?
Some company made
zombie
bullets.
It is a bullet the shape of the Undertaker's urn.
That's right. There's bullets for available for all kinds of calibers of gun. And you can buy zombie bullets.
There's all kind of calibers of guns right in here. In my pants.
Oh. What?
Are you talking about the squirt guns you
can't
start
earlier?
That's
the vodka talking.
I don't think that's a licensed firearm, sir.
Speaking of vodka, I could use some more.
Ding, ding, ding.
Who's in there?
So, zombie bullets.
Zombie bullets.
Where you buy these at Walmart? Like, where do you get them?
Probably, yeah. They're available all over the U.S. Probably not around here. Not a lot of
zombie action.
No.
Not a lot of guns.
Yeah, not a lot of guns. Yeah.
So this is just a gimmicky thing, basically.
Oh, yeah. They're just bullets, but they're labeled as zombie bullets, so people are buying them.
So just a brand name.
Mm-hmm.
No zombies exist.
I had this idea
they
do to go exist. Into, because there's a lot of smoke shops in this area.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just like painting up like a zombie and just going to a every smoke shop just asking for bath salts.
Bath salts.
Do you have any bath salts?
Just knock everything off the counter. It's like, booze.
And then as I walk out, I'm not paying for that.
You take credit.
I'll pay you back.
I'm sorry, sir. Your card was declined.
Hang on. Let me call my bank.
I'll go to an ATM.
Where is your nearest ATM? It must be your card reader.
Put a plastic bag
again.
Put it in a plastic bag.
Will you take a check?
But meanwhile, she just pulls out zombie, pulls him back, and shoots me in the face.
Yeah. 1 second, let me get the manager.
Do me a favor. Don't cash this for about 2 days.
Do you take traveler's checks?
You mind I post date?
Check jokes.
Can you imagine this fucking happening?
This is 1995.
I can't remember last time I wrote a check. I think it was for Steve's wedding.
I had to make.
I bounced too, motherfucker.
I ran out of checks, and I just kind of, well, I'll order them when I get around to it.
And when I need a check, I just go to the bank and get a cashier's check.
Yeah.
I actually ran into a problem with it when it came time to put the security deposit down on my new place. And they're like, can you write a check? We need a personal check. I'm like, I don't own checks.
Like, no.
They people charge do that? You, like, fucking $20 for checks, too.
Yeah.
Like, I went through the process. Like, okay, I need checks. I'm going to get this, you know, basic, nothing good. Just
Disney characters.
Fucking, yeah. I was just saying, please tell me you don't have Mickey Mouse checks.
The Lilo and Stitch checks. He does.
You do, don't you?
No, but he's got a Disney-fronted credit card.
Not anymore.
No.
Cut it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was to the limit.
Fucking Mickey.
It was to the limit and got closed. So I was like, I don't need you anymore. But I do have my rewards card from it.
Score. No more money left on this. I'll just cut it up and forget I even had it.
I went through the checks and I was like, oh, how much is it for Disney ones? And I went through the whole thing and then Disney's like $35. I'm like, really? I need to spend $35 to spend my own money.
Fine.
Here's my info.
Sometimes you got to make sacrifices,
that's
my friend.
Right.
Yeah, spend money to spend money.
I'm actually going to reorder them this Saturday. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah?
That's a
thrill. You getting
minute.
The Disney princesses checks?
No, see, I will go without the princesses, so I don't look that gay.
Oh, okay.
You just look like 75% gay.
You should. You should just get like My Little Pony or something like that.
These are the checks I give at birthday parties for what I call the molestables.
Yes. Just I get a big pedo bear right on there.
What? Are you okay?
Come to Steve's daughter's birthday party today.
Here you go. It's post-dated.
Here you go, sweetie.
What are you now, 7? Boy. Oh, I'm sorry, was that 18?
Hey there, doll face. Come here often.
What's a girl like you doing in a place
here.
Like this?
Speaking of my daughter's birthday, we had people come over, you know, the kids. Early, and a couple Chinese people came over that lived next door. And
hold on. I think I know how this story goes. Did they or did they not urinate in your Coca-Cola?
They may have.
It took me a fucking second, but I fucking got it.
It's just a joke. It's just a joke. I play joke.
Wait, before you tell about these people, can you tell what the outside of their front door looks like?
Oh my, what the fucking brains?
Yes.
Oh my god. There is like two giant glass jars.
Giant, like big.
Like this is absurdly big of just mystery fluid. And it's always out there.
But
it's
like a couple weeks ago, it looked like a brain in there.
Yeah. It's like 110. It's got like tin. It's got like saran wrap over it. And I go to Steve when I first started coming here. I'm like, what is that? He goes, probably fucking soy sauce or something.
That's what it is. They're making soy sauce.
I was waiting for Marty Feldman to come up and take the brain out and run back to Gene Wilder. What, nobody watches Mel Brooks movies? Yeah,
Frankenstein.
Okay, thank you.
Gotcha, thanks.
So, right.
It's pronounced Igor.
So much for check jokes.
So they came over, they had food, endless supplies of soda and cake, and then they left.
They bring their own chopsticks.
And then, you know, it's been about 6 hours, they came back with a card.
Came back with a card?
Yeah, just now.
Oh, we ran the CVS. Here you go.
Was a receipt in it, too, from Target?
Number one motherfucker.
It was one of those music cards, and they opened it up, and it just goes, na 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 na.
And a little piece of fucking soy brain.
Soy brain.
I spent 99 cents on this card.
I need another drink.
99 cents is all I spend.
Yeah.
So checks, huh? They're selling.
All right.
Yeah. So zombie bullets. That's the story we were talking about.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're going to be laughing. Are you okay, Sean?
It just takes momentum.
Fat Are you bastard. Serious? What is wrong with you?
He's the one saying that he's the svelte one out of us. And
Are you serious?
He's got to do laps to get out of the couch.
Sean just had to rock back and forth three times to get off of the couch.
Just to get off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's where this is going, huh?
So that's what you're doing.
Yeah, so what did you guys do for this past week?
I don't know. I didn't do anything really, right? Just work.
There's a pretty kick-ass party at Kev's house yesterday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little thrown together.
Glad I was
away.
What?
You had a... She'd already told me that there's a family thing going on.
Well, I still would have liked an invite. To decline.
My party was actually a Disney party.
I hate when people...
Don't tell Sean, though, yeah.
I hate when people get upset when they aren't invited when you know they can't make it.
Yeah.
It's still nice to be invited.
Even though, if I didn't invite you because I know you couldn't make it, what's the difference? It's like Matt's going to get upset nice because he didn't come to the birthday party today. I knew he wasn't going to be here. No, it's the same. Like, I'm trying to make an example here. But I know he's doing his Mortal Kombat fucking Cabal tournament. So I know he was going to be able to make it.
That's still nice to get an invite.
It's just a waste of an invite.
I like being invited.
Well, you were invited. I wasn't.
No, I didn't even get to the point of giving her an invite because she had already told me that something was going on.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, I guess.
But, all right, so here's an invite.
Okay.
Because Kev brought up something pretty big. Maybe Kev wants to talk about it more. All but there's something coming up that we should maybe do as an aristocrats group.
Where are we going? The beer fest.
Is it Walk for Cancer?
What do you mean you can't go? It's in Leonardo.
It's in Leonardo.
There's a beer fest in Leonardo?
Yeah. And they've been doing it for a couple years now.
In Leonardo?
And it's actually a pretty big thing. There was like a feature about it on TV last year. Yeah.
Kev, are you going to be on our team?
What?
Are you going to be on our team?
Your team?
Like the aristocrats team?
I'm a part of a team.
See? Now I'm out.
What do you mean team? What is there, beer drinking teams?
Yeah. And there's games set up. And it's like a whole crazy thing. And like they have chefs there that like cater the whole thing. And rides set up. You know,
rides
get
for the
really
kids?
Fucked
beer
up.
And,
no, just to get people home alive. that kind of ride. It's a festival. It's a whole big thing that they do.
It's coming up now,
and I got invited to do it, and I was trying to see if we can maybe get some kind of aristocrats presence there.
Yeah, I was thinking we could try to kind of team
like presence under a tree or like presence like us there,
like to get some visibility for the show and get some people.
Felt like with Kev on our team, we had like a chance of like making a name for ourselves, but now it just
was he on the douchebag team.
Now it'd just be me, Derek, Steve, and Matt. We're going
to
do great.
Actually, all teams do have themes. Yeah. Ours is Gangs of New York, so I have to work on growing a maniacal mustache.
Well, I'll tell you who can help you craft that mustache.
Who?
Groominglounge.com.
Oh, get out of here.
Yep.
You think
shut
that you
shut
think
the front door.
www.groominglounge.com.
HTTP://
Thank you, Michael Levy.
Important question, though. Do they have mustache wax?
That is a very good question. I
there
believe
is
they
a,
do have
a small brochure right there with all of their products listed.
I'm going to tell you, I know for a fact they do have pomade.
Ooh,
hand it over.
That
to
can
him.
Work. Don't close your computer; it's going to shut all the programs down, bitch.
Oh, Derek, don't do it.
Derek, the other.
Derek, the other one. Come on, asshole.
There you go. Reach.
There you go.
Now, Derek, would you go with me? Because I'm not going to go there and do competitions. Well, I'm not growing a funny looking mustache to drink, but I would like to walk around with aristocrats T-shirts and drink.
Derek,
we get more shirts.
If you want to pay for them, I'd be more than happy to print them out.
I'm sinking money into your piak pocket, and I don't like it one bit.
Piak pocket?
Piak it. I still have my shirt on.
So are we going? When is this anyway?
June 30th.
I'm busy.
That's like a week.
Wow, it is. Yeah.
Like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Are
you going?
I don't know.
I need to know now.
Oh, right now.
Because I had to tell my wife 2 weeks in advance. If I can.
Not now. Right now. June 30th is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 3 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Shapiro won't shut the fuck up about not coming to the show today.
Dude, okay. Fucking goddamn you.
He's calling someone a pussy.
We are That's a Sean. 2-fucking-hour show. Get in the goddamn car, drive here. And
he offered to. I told him not to.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm going through this brochure.
Yes.
And not only...
Wait. What
brochure? Wait, time out. Time out on everything, Kev. You're about to lose your beer at the bottom of your pants. And there it goes.
It's empty.
It was so full.
Whoopsie.
I'm in the grooming go, lounge Matt. Brochure, and not only are there a lot of products that I could potentially use to get a nice mustache,
mm-hmm.
they're all reasonably priced.
They are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I must remark, this is cheaper than a lot of the products I see at, you know, Target and all that.
Can you pass that brochure?
Well, guess what?
Take a look at that.
If you want to order something, put in Aristocrats Radio as a coupon code. 10% cheaper, my friend.
Even more reason.
Dude, I am totally going to order stuff from here.
They also show you like
several locations where you can go and get treatments done, which is listed in that brochure right next to Derek as well.
Derek, pass that shit over here.
Well, I'm going to see what the closest one is.
It's Washington, D.C.
There's a lot of those people.
Washington, D.C.
You know, politicians.
And McLean, Virginia.
Virginia.
They have a body shaver.
Yes.
Well, that's important.
Dude, I seriously need a good product for my ball sack. Okay, I'm just going to be straight forward.
Can you hold that brochure up a little bit?
I'm not even trying to be a douche nugget.
Nicely, yes.
I don't care if I have an expensive razor or a disposable razor. My nuts kind of hard to shave.
On their thing, they have hair removal.
We're just going to ignore whatever you just said and move on.
Well, they have a hair removal there, waxing. Says if hair shouldn't be there, we'll remove it. And they have eyebrows, ears, and nose, and the $30. Back or chest, $70. And it says special.
Oh, so now, hang on. Sean needs that. He's got islands of hair.
It says.
Call them where they're islands. I have each side of my back, just half of my back right here. There's like a patch. Maybe like the size of
the hand. You ever see the.
They'll do it.
You ever play the game Risk?
Oh, yeah.
That's the Risk game board is on Sean's back. It's just hair.
Are there any products for caterpillar removal?
Well, here's the thing. On the bottom, it says special areas. And then for the price, it says do it yourself.
As soon as you said that, look at the next product. The next product I looked at after you comment on my eyebrows is unacceptable unibrows. Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Fuck.
See, now Sean, he let his scruff grow in.
There's a lot of stuff in here.
He let his scruff grow in for this, Derek, project we're going to do today.
Yeah.
Wait, I actually like it.
What are you talking?
The beard does look
nice.
I
like the beard.
I just work a lot. I just didn't have time to shave.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, does he. Or does he not look like Jinder Mahal?
Who?
Arab.
Wait, what is the name? What is the name you just said?
Jinder Mahal.
Really? Because when you text me, it looked like Ginder.
I don't know how to spell it.
Oh, they have one of those the shaving brushes where you put the cream on and you brush it on your face. That looks sweet as hell.
A little lather brush.
No, fuck you. You can't look at the brush.
I'm actually looking at the swastika shaped fucking lotions right there.
Oh. What?
Oh no.
Moving on.
Grooming lounge products would have been very useful a few decades ago. See, I was going through some of my stepmother's old pictures from family functions.
Uh-huh.
And she's Italian Jewish.
Uh-huh.
So many unibrows.
Yeah.
Even the women.
Who's
insane?
Who did you know? Who's this?
My stepmother. I was going through her old photo albums of like pictures from family functions and weddings and all that. Unibrows galore. Italian Jews, very hairy.
Yeah,
you're okay, Sean. Ridiculous. They're like two adorable caterpillars kissing.
But do you
you make them wiggle like they're trying to get to the cocoon. Yeah, like
have you ever considered doing any kind of waxing or threading or anything?
Oh,
like
I do.
That?
I just don't have time.
Have you ever threaded?
So
Steve's wife usually waxes them.
So maybe we can ask Michael to maybe send us that product for the
that would be lovely.
Next weekend. Maybe we can try that on your eyebrows.
It'll make me feel a little more masculine than when I usually get the girl wax on me.
Yeah.
And
halfway
cry.
Especially when it's used.
Have you had
so girl wax, back to yeast infections.
Does this website, Lauren, does this website sell everything? Like, could you get the string for that?
They sell...
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Yeah,
deodorant
guys. They have several different kits.
There's a million things in here.
Because I want to see Sean get threaded, by the way.
There's a picture of Wolfman on here. Looks just like me.
Okay. He does.
I'm sure they sell a mug and a brush kit, something like that. Yeah, I'm sure.
I want to see you get threaded, Sean.
I don't want to. No, I heard that hurts a lot.
I got it done. It does hurt.
I will thread your eyebrows.
That sounds very painful.
It hurts.
It feels
like hot tears just run down your face while you're getting it done.
Why would I want to do this?
I don't even know what this is. What is it?
That threading shit like fucking Hindus do and Chinese people do.
You
in the mall.
I am 100% white.
No, I'm not you. They do it.
I have no Middle Eastern.
No, Hindus do it for white people.
Basically, you use a string. And the string...
it looks like the string that's in your sock.
I'm trying to listen. What is it?
It's
shut
the hell
up.
It's a very thin string, and normally it is knotted in a way that it pulls the hair out. You just kind of pull it back and forth underneath, where you don't want the hair, or above, wherever you don't want your hair, and it
rips out that shit.
Basically, it's like tweezing with a string.
Ow!
That seems like a lot of work.
I have a lot of real estate over here.
You know,
a lot of real estate.
You know who didn't have to worry about that?
Oh,
right in the penis head.
Yummy.
You know who wouldn't have to worry about stuff like that is that guy in the horrific marine picture that you showed me the one time. You brought up.
I didn't show you that.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah, the picture of the guy married. The one that got his face burned off.
That was all over Facebook for like a week.
Yeah. The one that got his face burned off. Now it looks like he has fucking collagen face.
Like, I'm sorry. I know, I get it. You want to show your support and everything. But don't put burn victims on my Facebook page. Just
I'm
to prove
sick
a point.
And tired of all the Facebook posts. Like the dad coming home from fucking Iraq with the kid. Oh, like, let's see if we can get 2 million likes. Who gives a shit?
God. Really? You took all that time to think that you can just push like?
The annoying thing is like...
it's a fucking virus anyway.
It's like repost. For every repost this gets, they'll donate $1 or $2. Nobody's fucking keeping track of that. Like, how dumb are people that they actually think that's...
Is it okay if her dog's chewing on a full water bottle?
Yeah,
that
water bottle
water.
Should probably be...
That's okay. She can share
should probably
with
be
me.
Empty, though.
Yeah, it's... Because it's going to burst open and there's electronics.
Yeah, there's wires and...
There's electronics. There's...
You're gonna, Lucy!
It's okay.
I don't
I wouldn't either, Lauren. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Not saying I want it to happen, but worst case scenario, we can just
maybe
take the
I'll
hair
take
off.
A different water bottle. Thanks.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Not anymore.
No one's in your chat, by the way.
There's a lot. Oh, way to point that out.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, this is like...
Make us feel good.
It's like Brian Shapiro time over here.
Oof. Well, usually when Brian goes on the chat, everybody leaves.
We lost live listeners, but our downloads are ridiculous.
Normally,
like, we're in the fucking thousands now.
Yeah, I know. I know because I set up this thing on www.fiverr.com for people to actually have their commercials played or their products reviewed for $5 on this radio show. Oh. So, yes.
Very cool.
Derek, so let me know how I put in for my W-2.
Normally, the live chat is filled with, and excuse my language, sopping wet pussies.
Yeah.
But then Brian Shapiro shows up and they all run away.
Yeah.
He just scares girls away.
Now, is it the ginger or the Jew that makes them run?
I think it's just the last name.
Yeah.
It's just the fucking last name. So, I can't get over this brochure. There's a lot of good shit in here.
So my neighbor came over today. The one that wants the fucking...
The
link to the show, to listen to the show. And in front of another neighbor, who's a white woman, married to a large, large, large Nigerian black man.
Oh, boy. Very large.
Was saying that I do a radio show that he wants... the link to.
Wow.
And that maybe she could get it out of me.
Wow.
And she said she'll get her husband, the large, large, large black Nigerian man, to get
Power
it out of me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, it's very good. It.
So he's going to start hustling me for the link.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is such a great idea.
So why can't you just give it to him?
Just send him to
the link. Ooh, I don't know.
Just give him Mr. Producer's show.
Give me that link.
Yeah, I'll give him Mr. Producer's. Yeah, there it is.
Hey, I like the way you smell. Let me get that link.
I'll give him the courtesy flush one.
No, give him give him Sleeves show.
Just send him to something they're good
yes.
at.
Yeah, like send him a Radio Ghost.
Yeah. Yes.
Vaughn's Horror Cast.
Yeah.
I fuck that shit.
So I was watching a movie, and I give it 4 stars, and
I'm molested.
Oh, Vaughn, we love you.
He must cut himself off on the show.
Yeah, right?
And it was horrible. No, Well, one more thing about the zombie thing.
Okay.
Back to the zombies.
There's an amazing picture here of a shark eating another shark.
Zombie sharks now?
Zombie sharks, my friend.
Bath salts, bro.
So somebody put bath salts in the ocean.
Bath salts.
Exactly.
Sharks
let's see
are
it.
Huffing
let's
bath
see the picture.
Salts.
All right. Let's see this picture here. Dun, dun, dun. This mouse is funky. Ooh.
Now, wait a minute. That looks like a shark docking with another fucking...
These are two totally different
peacocks.
Sharks.
Yes. But they're eating each other.
I don't think they are.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that a giant stingray shark thing?
I don't know.
Hammerhead?
That thing fucking terrifies me.
I hate to shit on the story, but I mean, when people eat people, that's zombies. When sharks eat sharks, I think that's just nature.
That's food chain.
Well, typically this doesn't really happen.
# niggas gotta eat.
It actually just kind of looks like the one shark was yawning and the other one swam into its mouth.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Yeah, like sharks have the side eyes, so they don't see what's in front of them.
Yeah.
So they're just looking at the fire extinguisher.
That's why they're always turning like this.
Yeah.
What's that? What was that? What was that?
Well, what kind of shark is that? I know that the article said specifically.
Well, that looks like it's a...
it's a Todd shark.
We call it a coral shark.
That one looks like it was a great white versus a peacock shark.
Yeah, you know, the great white is the superior shark.
A brown banded bamboo shark.
Okay.
Okay, which one was one? Which one was which? Kev. Do you guys think that the peacock shark was a better name for it?
Peacock?
Go back to the picture.
I felt like it was peacock.
I'm looking at it right now.
No, well, they're not.
It looked like it was just covered in barnacles, not so much like feathers.
It looked like feathers.
Let's see. Late August while diving, blah, blah, blah. Marine ecologist Daniela something or other spotted the ghostly white skin of a brown banded bamboo shark.
Of a brown baby.
Where
when
all the white sharks
for
at?
A closer look, she saw that the fish's head had disappeared into the mouth of another shark. The predator was a 4 foot long wobbegong. A bottom-dwelling shark that uses its natural camouflage to blend into the seafloor and ambush prey. Like many sharks, a wobbegong, I love that, can unhinge its lower jaw to attack larger prey. It's sharper, pointing, blah, 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 blah. Finish this meal.
That's going to be my first son's first name.
Wobbegong?
Wobbegong.
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 Gupta.
No.
Wobbegong Dan. Shredding.
Oceans.
Ooh. So yeah, zombie sharks. I'm just gonna. I'm gonna stick with zombie sharks. Just trying.
Who
to
the fuck something. Just sits there and goes, "Oh my god, I need a picture of this." If that's me, I'm saying, "Oh my god, I gotta get the fuck out of here."
Who said that?
If that's me, I'm saying I got a jerk off right now.
No, if that's me, that's me saying I just shit my scuba gear.
Oh god, this is fucking hot. Look at the sharks. Oh, they're going at. Look at his jaws all dislocated.
Yeah, I would stay down there and take pictures because I would know that the one shark is full after that meal. He ain't going to come after me now.
Mm-hmm. I would attempt to high-five the shark.
Yeah. High fin.
I would just shit my fucking scuba gear and then just be worried the whole time about getting my deposit back.
Because you are a pussy.
I'm a pussy.
That's got to suck shitting in your scuba gear. Because it's just got to slowly like
just
envelop
around.
Your whole body in the suit.
Yeah. You just got to take off the gear and just like jump in and just kind of shake it around and be like, get the fucking sharks in here. Get out quick.
That's nasty.
It's like chum for a really nasty.
Now
shirt.
I would do that bit. If you bring a wetsuit here, I'll shit in the wetsuit.
Really?
Yes. I feel like it would have
diarrhea.
To be worse.
It'd have to be diarrhea.
The real old fashioned, scuba gear where it was just all one big suit with a latch on.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Gear,
yeah, yeah.
And it all just would be seeping up.
Yeah.
It starts coming out the neck.
I don't think so. I think it would have to be. I think the newer one would be fine. The rubber one.
Yeah.
Because without, it's all connected with just goggles. Because. The water gets everything so, compressed, it would just kind of, like, the last inch of a toothpaste.
It'd be like insulating just kind of your wetsuit.
If you bring a wetsuit here, I'll shit myself pre-show.
Who the fuck has a wetsuit?
And then I'll just sit here and talk until it seeps out of my neck.
I'll
get us a wetsuit sponsor.
Boom.
Boom.
That's why Lauren's PR.
Boom, shock.
I will, all right, so bam. Everyone listening, I'm going to shit myself once a wetsuit arrives.
See, if I do that in the ocean, I'm fucked.
Yeah, because it's all blood.
Yeah, that shark will smell that blood. I'll be dead in 2 seconds.
Oh, shit.
It'll just go right for your anus.
That's right. It'll unwrap that thing like I'm a fucking Twinkie.
It'll take your colon off so you won't have colitis anymore.
Speaking of that,
I found a cure.
I also won't have life.
You will. Hey, you gotta give and take, man.
Yeah.
Give and take.
I'll also be bereft of life and limbs.
Oh.
Oh,
speaking of your colitis, I found pictures of your colon yesterday.
Yes, can we post them on the website?
Absolutely.
I think I'll put them up tonight.
Oh my
yes.
God. I was thinking maybe we could do a contest. You guys can all sign the picture.
And we can guess how many polyps are
I was going to do that.
Okay, well, you didn't. So
you didn't.
I found
you fucking lazy. Yes, that's why I have Lauren, head of PR.
For real.
You are Derek, head of
nothing.
Well, because
when we did the donation thing, we were all going to put together like a little care package for anyone who donated.
And it was going to be your colonoscopy
picture? It was going to be a color copy of my colonoscopy sign.
I actually want to win this contest.
Yeah, I think it should be a contest, not a donation thing.
Yeah,
I think we should get people to do something like really outrageous and kind of send, you know what I mean? Like, does anyone have any good ideas?
Nope.
Like something off the wall? Like,
Lauren, if I had great ideas, I would be in head of PR, but I don't. So that's why you
Sean,
are.
I was asking everyone, excluding
you. I have no
you.
Good ideas. No good ideas.
None.
Sorry. Anyone else?
Including that haircut.
I think, and I'm going out on a limb here.
Yes.
Hey, that's where the fruit is, brother. Go.
I think that somebody should videotape themselves raping Brian Shapiro.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm just saying. And send that in.
Yep.
And the person...
he's gone, by the way.
They can bring the picture of Derek's anus to prison with them.
How about that? Yeah, if you rape a ginger Jew, you'll get a picture of my ass. Literally, inside my
don't
ass.
Don't just say ginger Jew, because then any ginger Jew is going to get
raped. The poor ginger Jews in the
Brian
world.
Chaps.
You're putting innocent ginger Jews in the line of fire.
None of them are innocent.
It's just some poor ginger Jew just walking along. What is going on?
I'm kidding.
I just want to say I really love balloons when they're at that level where they just kind of walk around the house.
Yes.
That reminds me of It when the balloons started going through the library and just floating filled with blood.
Oh, It. I remember It. I saw it. No, I never saw It. Fuck that.
Rocky.
Too scary. Way too scary.
So I was thinking maybe for the contest, because I came up with this just on a whim, let's just think
Let's
about
go
this.
With it.
Okay. Maybe like people can make signs or something cool like Aristocrats Radio little, you know, promos or something like that and send them in to us and we can pick the best ones and we can play some of them on the show.
I love it.
What if they grooming lounge products to shave the aristocrats into their body hair?
Oh, my God.
How about if you take a screenshot of you purchasing something from groominglounge.com
for Derek using, for Father's Day?
Yeah.
No,
our
I'm back to Kev. I'm back on the aristocrats logo in body hair with grooming man's products.
Who's with me?
I'm in. Yeah.
High five.
Derek, you are artistic. I would let you do an aristocrat's face on my cheek.
Really?
Yeah.
Who hit somebody that hard?
No, my face. Oh. If you could do it.
I don't even think I could do it.
Right. You might be able to.
I mean, I think we should make the winner get something more than the picture of your colon.
Yeah, we'll that's fine.
Well, like, no, because that's why we're signing it. That's
I mean,
more.
How about this? If you do it and win, I won't send you a picture of my colon. Everyone else gets them.
I mean, three of us on this couch, you know, charge $5 for an autograph. So that's $15.
We already all know that Shapiro's going to win it. Because, you know, he's the only one that's going to win.
No, Juice can't grow body hair.
He's got, like, no one's in the chat.
Actually, the chat is dead, but a lot of people are listening through CWE, just they don't go in the chat.
Ah, yeah. Hi.
There's other, there's other mediums to hear the show.
There's a lot of ways to listen.
It's way too many. Hard to keep track of.
I'm sure it encourages sponsors when they hear somebody on the show saying nobody's listening.
Yeah. Well, in the chat room, I didn't say no one's listening. I said no one's in the chat room.
A lot of people like to listen to their podcasts, like, you know, when they're jogging
or
on their way to work in the morning. Yeah.
Or shoving a fist up their put.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I actually do listen to the podcast as I do cardio.
You don't listen ever.
40 minutes
you
of hell.
You don't do cardio ever.
Okay, first one wrong, second one, all right, it's 35, maybe 25 at some points, but I get it there.
Actually, I'm a little sneaky, like Sean will say, I'm listening to the show, and before that, I'd asked Derek the number of show downloads, and then the next day, I asked him and it didn't change. Sean didn't listen.
Oh, dude, fuck it.
Yeah,
I'm here
I
now.
Know every single time you do text Derek for the number of downloads because I fucking have to hear it like 30 times a day.
Bling.
So.
Oh, wow. So Derek bitches.
Yeah.
Every time my phone goes off, she's like, who's that, Steve? Asking for numbers? I'm like, yeah.
It's not so much that I'm asking for numbers, it's just that I'm the only person to text you.
No. That me too. And Derek this week, we text.
Derek and I.
No.
He just fucked your shit.
I did.
Again, by the way.
Actually. I just pulled your shit right out of your ass.
Shut you up.
And I put it back in.
Like a loaf of bread.
Shit. Buy me dinner first.
Not ready yet. Sculpt it like the Lionel Richie head. Fuck it. And then put it back.
Why Lionel? I got it. Because he's black.
You're looking for.
Oh my God. That was fucking graphic. Holy shit.
God, you racist.
Couldn't have been Nicole Richie.
Oh,
I wasn't saying it had to be Lionel Richie. I was just using that as a point of reference.
That's a visual that I never want to get again.
Let's do a story.
Let's do a story.
Ooh, break them eat shrimp. Jimmy, eat up the shrimp.
Well, we could talk about these the smuggled capsules of human flesh.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah.
I want to.
So what's the story? South Korea saying this morning that its customs officials are stepping up their inspections targeting smuggled capsules that contain the powdered flesh of dead human babies. Exactly. What?
So what? Like, what is done with these capsuled flesh?
Do you want me to just give a brief synopsis?
Do they mix it like a Kool-Aid beverage? How does this work?
Okay, so basically, men like to buy, you know, like sexual enhancing meds and whatnot. Drinks.
Boner pills.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Sometimes
you got to enhance the libido.
Sean. And when people go over to China and Korea, you know, they purchase these capsules that are marketed as libido enhancing pills, and they bring them back over here. And I guess customs took them, tested them, and found out that they were in fact I guess ashes and. Whoa, there's a balloon.
Yeah, it scared shit out of me before.
Oh. What was I saying?
Ashes
of dead babies, basically, and flesh. And also, they contained a super bacteria.
I'll take the bacteria.
So.
I want the soup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so people were thinking that they were going to get nice erections and stuff, and instead they were going to just
take some
dead baby pills with bacteria.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh. Cremated baby.
Yes.
And bacteria.
Fetus, yes.
I'm with you.
Reinforce the super hard-on.
No, see, what happened is they took the pills, and they said, I don't have an erection, but this aftertaste is delicious.
Like chicken.
I am really uncomfortable with this whole story.
I am burping up something delish.
Is this what I'm buying at the gas stations?
Yeah. No, this is in China.
Oh.
But maybe.
Exactly.
I need to go to China.
This tastes like mush peas, and my heart on has never been bigger.
Ooh, is that platelets? Is that coagulated blood?
Tastes like, yep, dead babies. I know that taste anywhere.
On the bottle, it says warning. After burps taste like dead babies.
Not that we would know what that tastes like.
It has nothing to do with ingredients.
This one tastes like rash cream.
Gross.
Oh, this one tastes like dirty diaper.
How do you present the idea to the person, you know, the manufacturer? Okay, here's what we're going to do, guys.
Give big hard on.
The dead babies, they give big wieners. Big wieners. Let's make them.
You swallow a cremated baby, get a big dick.
Why you eat no pill?
Why you kill wolves, baby?
And it wasn't really manufactured. It's like basically anyone can put anything in a capsule. You can purchase capsules.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Wait, you can purchase empty capsules and put what you want in them?
Yes.
Ooh. I'm putting my semen glass in them.
Take two of these coming tomorrow.
Dietary supplements. Who wants them?
Insert these in your pussy and I'll see you in 9 months.
Jamie, you're going to swallow this no matter what.
And with that,
you just start throwing them at her face.
Yeah.
One of them is going to explode.
Oh, my God.
Catches in your mouth.
But you're semen and easy to swallow capsules.
That would be fucking awesome.
It would be.
I actually, do you remember that show Love Lines or something? That used to be on Z100 back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody told a story. You know, that shit became ridiculous because people would tell fake ass stories.
Oh, yeah.
But the one guy was saying that he used to come in a thermos. His like girlfriend used to make him come in a thermos so she could drink it during lunch.
Oh my God!
What?
Yeah, how absurd is that?
Come on,
that's pretty absurd.
But that sounds awesome.
Come on.
And then there was a guy that told a story that he used to pop his girlfriend's fake eye out and fuck her eye socket.
All right, now that's fairly reasonable.
Yeah. The thermos thing, I would just feel awful about because it would take me so long to get like a decent amount in there.
Yeah.
Let's take a step back. You don't know how good it feels to rub your cock on an orbital bone.
An orbital?
Until you've done it.
The eye socket.
Oh.
Sorry.
But was the thermos chilled or was it kept warm?
Is it the one with the soup? Or she can just pour it into the lid? Because then if she's pouring into that tiny little cup of a lid, then I'm in.
How disappointed do you think when she opens the thermos and it's soup? She's like, fuck. I grabbed the wrong one.
Damn it. Tomato. Guy gets
Jane
to work. She goes, really?
If I took a like a big heavy load in a thermos, would you bring it on like to work and drink it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no? All right.
And by no, she means hell's yes. Well,
like, what if
I'll take two.
Well, you know what's even sad? She's like, damn it, tomato soup. And she comes home, he's like, that wasn't tomato soup.
That was.
I think I have to go to the doctor.
That was my bloody tumor balls.
Steve, why is Jamie looking for a thermos now?
Now, Jamie, also in China, they have empty capsules. You could put whatever you want in there, like dead babies and stuff. So if I jizzed in a pill form, would you take two in the morning?
No.
Well, that's weird because I have heard there is some health.
You're
going to
swallow my babies, bitch.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm sorry for talking.
You can
you're
buy the empty
ahead,
capsules
Sean.
Here. They're not just in China.
They're not just in China. No, it's not just, only
it's
for
like
scientists.
A gelatin based capsule.
For a bit, Sean, would you swallow semen pills of mine?
No.
Damn it. Anybody's
Kev's. But there is Kev's maybe.
What if?
I feel like Kev's
what
cleaner.
What if we take capsules? Six of them. We'll do a little roulette type thing.
Yes.
Jizz in one.
Dead yogurt, baby in the other.
dead baby in the rest.
No,
I want the dead babies.
Here's the roulette. Six of them are fine. The seventh one has whatever concoction is hanging outside your neighbor's house.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That might be a dead baby.
There's only six chambers in the gun. You can't have a seventh.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't. That's stupid. You can't fire a capsule out of
a gun.
You're
wrong, though. So. You're wrong.
Well, how am I wrong?
You're just wrong.
I didn't say any facts. Wrong.
You totally are not a gangster. You don't know what the streets are like.
I didn't say any facts at all.
You said seven.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know. Or it was a gun. I thought we were just putting him on a fucking table.
You never heard of the term six shooter?
Roulette.
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 It's a revolver. A six shooter.
We're talking about dead babies in a fucking capsule. Let's not get fucking Bill Nye on me here, right?
Shit. Wow, he got heated.
Fuck.
Wow. Damn.
All right, but here's the thing. It's a fake gun, but it does projectile. Like a little like BB gun thing. Ooh. I shoot the pill in your mouth. Pill. Whoever gets a jizz,
we'll
gotta swallow.
We'll see who gets impregnated.
I would do it.
Would you?
I would do capsule roulette.
I would do it too.
Really?
It's my own jizz, bitch.
Oh wait, why is it yours? Why is it?
But I have to. Make, I elected but it. I have to concoct the. I have to make the capsules though.
What if it's like meth?
Oh, so it's not jizz.
No, I mean, whatever you want to put in them, that's fine, but I'll put them together.
So for the sake of the bit, you're going to handle Steve's jizz?
I would, yeah. Oh. That's fine. I'll put it in a little...
Interesting.
A pipette.
What's a pipette? I don't know what that
eyedropper.
Is. Eyedropper. Okay. Oh,
I will
that means I produce more than an eyedropper full.
Yeah.
Hey, James, no sex for a week.
Yeah.
I got to back these bad boys up.
That's all you need.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Well, I'm horny.
Well, I think it's time for a break.
I need a cigarette.
After these messages?
Derek, are you in? We're not going to do jizz capsules. We'll get empty capsules, and we'll make one with a concoction of shit, and the other one with vitamin C.
Jelly beans.
And jelly beans.
Is your wife going to eat the shrimp?
I really like jelly beans.
But what are we gonna, how are we going to do this?
It wouldn't matter for me, because either way.
What, you just got to reach in a bag
either
and
way,
pop a pill?
Either way, Derek's going to projectile like shit afterwards.
That's what you should do. Yeah. Give me all the pills to swallow, and I'll shoot them at my ass.
And then you fire them at us.
Yeah.
Don't get much better than that.
If we're just going to reach in a bag and pull it out, we got to have a bag full of shit.
I can generate that. Let's leave on a high
note.
We'll be right back. Maybe.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Oh, that's why.
Hey,
how
guys.
Unprofessional for us.
Hey, guys.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Lauren with www.groominglounge.com. The Grooming Lounge was launched in 1999 by gentlemen with a lifetime of experience in the men's grooming industry. After serving as the unofficial grooming gurus to their buddies for years, they decided to make it official by creating a grooming brand incorporating stores, a website, a catalog, and customer-blended products. The Grooming Lounge is committing to setting a new standard by making men feel like kings. Go to www.groominglounge.com to find a location near you. And if you enter Aristocrats Radio in the promo code box at checkout, receive a gift of 10% off all men's grooming supplies. Thanks, guys.
So, Derek, we're back.
We are back.
That was a very beautiful break.
Thank you.
Thank you for the HJ.
HJ?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's not the initials for Mini Quiche.
Oh.
Oh.
I did.
So we're going to do a little demo here.
Yeah, buddy.
The people.
Say hi, Sean.
Groominglounge.com has sent us a lovely little shaving kit. And so we have this monstrosity in front of us named Sean.
Yeah.
who refuses to shave?
I just want to point out it smells great in here.
This kit is called the Best Shave Ever.
Ever.
Kit.
And what is involved in this, Lauren?
Okay,
we're
going
to do this QVC style.
Let's do this QVC style.
Yeah.
Sean, let me get right around you over here. All right, buddy? All right.
All right, Sean.
What was that, Sean?
I have sensitive skin.
Oh, don't worry, because this caters to people with even the most sensitive skin.
Yeah.
So you don't really have to worry about that. So anyway, this kit consists of a facial wash, an oil. The oil acts as a foundation for the shaving cream. And after the shave, you have something called Best for Last, which is essentially an aftershave. So we're just going to go through step by step. And Sean's going to shave his little beardy beard. So, Yeah, I'm going to take all this out of his way.
And honestly, I need to use this because you guys know my face went all kinds of crazy.
Yeah.
From a bottle of shaving cream I bought.
Really?
I got all dry. I was flaking all over the place. Yeah. It's crazy.
I would actually like if you could leave some behind for me.
Absolutely, sure. Oh. Yeah, we can you know, you guys can all pass this around and maybe try it.
Ooh, like soggy muffin.
Exactly, like a soggy muffin. Great. Great analogy. Anyway, so, all right, let's get started here. So the first step is the mug cleaner, which is the facial wash. You're going to apply a quarter size amount in your hand.
Do you know what a quarter looks like?
He does, I think.
That is beautiful. That is a quarter.
Good job.
That's good stuff, Sean. I'm proud of you, brother.
25 cents right there.
Okay, and you're going to basically just apply it all over your beard.
All over.
How does it feel?
It feels lovely. It's just lovely.
Smells nice?
It's all
really good. Smell it. It's very nice.
It's really to remove all the grit and grime. It preps you, and it buffers away dead skin and uproots ingrown hair.
Nice.
It doesn't cause it helps to not cause irritation as well, even for the most sensitive skin.
That's me.
I also want to point out that this thing is a measly $25.
I actually would be interested in the ingrown hair protection.
That's the worst.
Guess what I get?
Oh, I get those all the time.
Yes.
I get them in my head.
Everyone looks at me like I have like sores from like diseases.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, dude, it's just an ingrown hair.
And then they sit there and judge you.
Yeah, fucking judgers.
Judgers.
And don't forget, I mean, you can go to www.groominglounge.com and put in the code aristocratsradio at checkout and get 10% off any product. Okay, how's that feel? Dry yourself off.
It smells delicious, I must say.
It does smell good. All these things are filled with essential oils. Okay. So,
I smell a little rosemary in there.
Actually, yes, you're right. There's some rosemary.
I'm starving now. I want some chicken with rosemary.
All right, next we're going to do the Beardmaster Shaving Oil.
Beardmaster.
Yes, so you're going to put 3 to 4 drops on your warm face. Because
is your face warm?
Obviously, it's warm because the water was warm. So.
Yes. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
Now you apply all this stuff on before the shave.
This stuff, yes. This is all to prep. This is going to provide a superior razor glide and prevent razor burn. And it's loaded with botanicals, clove oil, eucalyptus, peppermint oil, avocado oil, rosemary oil, and aloe vera extract.
Yeah.
It feels pretty good.
That means it's working.
Yeah, it's tingly. It's nice.
Okay, next you're going to put on the Beard Destroyer.
Let me see that Beard Destroyer.
Boom.
Put it up to the camera.
And this is ultra lubricating.
Beard Destroyer.
How much is it? Do you use a certain amount? Or you
no, this is your discretion. So
say something for me.
You're going to aggressively massage that into your beard.
Aggressively. This is your time to shine, dude.
That's it. Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
All right,
ooh. Anyway.
Come on, you hate yourself.
It's a rich, ultra-lubricating cream. It'll give you a smooth shave every time. It's developed for all beard types, and it will destroy your beard while pampering your face.
I'm really jealous that I didn't use this first. We had it in the house, and I was going
to
use it,
I did ask you to do that. Yeah.
I know. I really should have. No.
It's coming on with me, brother.
Okay, and now you're going to go ahead and shave yourself, boy.
That's all he needs, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty good. Now, I only use the most top-of-the-line razors.
That's right.
And what razor would that be?
It's Venus for women.
Yeah, well, hey, if it's good enough for a woman's leg, it's good enough for your beautiful face.
And here
face.
He goes. Let's see.
Shave right off.
Wow.
Let's see how nice it is. That is really nice.
I might use some Venus.
How does it feel?
Like, it's coming off really easy.
Kind of like you,
Steve, get over here and look. It's really
kind of like you don't need that Venus razor.
Ooh.
The best part is, like, the chin always hurts like when I shave because I have such thick hair.
It is actually coming right off.
Yeah, and you are really a hairy mofo, which is why I really wanted to shave
when
you.
I shave my face, I go through 2 disposable razors.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money wasted.
It is.
Wow. Well, now you know where to go to get a nice razor that you don't have to throw away.
I sing the Venus.
Oh, you're getting close to that chin strap, Sean.
I got this, bro. Pro.
He's been doing this for years and years and years. Look at that.
monster. You don't do the stash? That's right, you don't. That is coming right out, I will tell you. Right? I'm surprised.
I'm actually really surprised.
I think it's really the oil. The oil is really good.
I think so,
good.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
The tingle in my face.
Mmm.
I'm telling you, this is a good demo. You're doing a really great job. I must say.
I am kind of amazed how fast that thick-ass beard's coming off.
Right? It really is.
With like that little disposable razor. Honestly.
That's a disposable Venus? Oh, you got to get the mole?
You should have played the Venus music in the background.
Ah, we should have.
I was going to sing it. I was just going to
go for it.
I wanted to play Bruce the Barber Beefcake.
She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it.
I should have did a mashup of Bruce Beefcake and Venus.
Do you need something? You're right. Okay, he's just trying to clean the razor.
You are a quick shaver.
Hair. Yeah.
You are really fast, dude. Yeah, I guess I won't shave that off. When I do, it's like a project.
Can I hold the mirror for you? You're good? Okay.
Tell you what, though. I'm going to get one of these shaving kits from these guys.
$25 for this Try Me kit and includes all this stuff. I mean, that's excellent.
Yeah,
thank you, Michael. Michael Levy, thank you.
This is... that. It's safe to say your beard is busted. Gonzo.
Destroyed, if you will.
Look at that.
Thank you, Steve.
That was Kev.
Oh,
now, Sean,
you,
imagine using this on your entire body before wrestling.
Let's not talk about that, though.
Why?
Because this is for your beard.
Well, no, but seriously, yeah, I know it's a beard buster, but we're talking to guys here who shave their entire bodies.
These look like quality products. I feel like, and I'm putting faith in the product by saying I think you could do the whole body. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I
mean, would anyone else like to try this? You guys can, I mean, we'll just leave this here if you guys want to just try it out. You know, we don't have to obviously keep going through the demo, but if you guys want to try the product while we're, you know, while it's here, go for it. If anyone wants to, like, pass around the products and, like, you know, check them out.
I love your smug face while you're shaving. You're like,
You checked them all out already?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to use this as soon as you guys walk out the door tonight.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm going to shave my gullet.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you, that's where I have trouble, my neck. My neck always bleeds.
I need the bikini area. I'm being serious. You guys think I'm joking. The bikini area needs to be gone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I wear short trunks when I wrestle in the ring, and I don't need my little pubes popping out.
King Kong Blundy.
Yes.
Exactly. And we joke, but these are real problems for men.
I'm being serious.
And we were talking to a guy who last week painted his nails. He's got issues that a lot of other people don't have.
I didn't take the paint off my nails until I had to get my daughter from the bus stop.
More issues than tissues, we like to
That's
say.
That's right. More issues than tissues.
Yes.
Shapiro job. Wants to know, in all seriousness, how would this stuff work on a really thick beard? But he put think beard because he's Shapiro.
On a think beard, I don't think it would work because there's no such thing. But on a thick beard, it would work perfectly because Sean has a very thick beard and now it's gone.
Yes.
Sean, what is your nationality,
He
Sean?
Is Arab.
He's Italian, definitely.
You're Italian? Yeah, you got that Italian beard.
All right, Sean, now that you've wiped away all of that hair, you've wiped your face clean. Looks very good, yeah. Now you're going to generously put on the aftershave.
And scream like Macaulay Culkin.
Now, Sheila, have you ever seen your boo without the chin strap?
Once? I made him do it 4 years ago.
Really?
To shave it off?
No.
To grow it? Oh, because you couldn't deal with it?
Because you look like a little baby.
You can't deal with it?
And that long ago, you were fat, so you look like a little fat baby.
Okay, now
exactly.
Like,
you can't deal with the 12-year-old boy look.
Traditional aftershaves are full of alcohol. This product contains no alcohol, so there is no ouch factor.
Oh, no Macaulay Culkin factor.
No Macaulay Culkin factor. So this is to soothe your face.
I've never had that problem.
It's designed to calm and refresh.
It doesn't hurt at all.
It
doesn't hurt at all.
No, it smells very nice too.
It does. It smells like a spa in here.
It does. Nice. It's so nice. And no irritation whatsoever on your face at all. That's great.
This is going right on YouTube, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Nikki Ocean shaving his mug.
Michael, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
And we're so looking forward to demoing more products from you next week. actually.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm up next, actually, right?
You are with a straight razor.
Boom.
Nice.
Like the Godfather.
Yeah.
I'm honestly going to use this product after the show is over.
Look how luminous his face is.
It is very shiny.
I'm going to leave a review on the Aristocrats website on how this product works for me after the show.
Okay, do it. Yeah. Do it up.
You can email Michael Levy. I'll actually give you his email address. You okay. can be contacted with him. Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty, Sean, how did it work? Was that the best shave you ever had?
Probably one of the best shaves I've ever had.
Yeah.
Actually, and your chin strap was not affected at all. Good no. job.
Nice chin strap.
You did a great job. Great job, Sean.
I'm glad we picked you because you're a pro at this.
You are a pro.
I definitely would have cut myself.
Very nice.
Done so. You look baby ass nice. Smooth.
Good.
And I'm not even lying.
Thank you, Michael.
I've seen my share of baby ass.
Yeah.
That's baby ass right there.
Now, Sheila, did you like the full beard that was growing in on Sean?
Yeah.
Me too. I liked it too.
Yeah. Beards are coming back, though, I heard. There's a model who has a full beard, and they're saying that's going to be the new look, the big grizzly beard.
There's a model? What's her name?
Male model, silly. There's a lot of dishes.
I mean, you can have a grown-out, unkept beard if you want to be a filthy scumbag, yeah. or you can keep up on it with these awesome products.
You know, I was always big on keeping up.
Yeah.
I see you are, too.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm growing it out for the playoffs, though, so.
Yeah. Oh, because God forbid you shave your beard, your team might lose.
No, I'm lying. I just got lazy. I don't give a shit about anything but football.
I'm actually going to go with the chops again.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to do that tonight. Kev brought it up the other day.
Yeah, I was watching the Muppet movie from the 80s, the Muppet Caper or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And just dudes with serious like sideburns, like yeah. thick as hell. And I'm like,
mutton chops.
There's not enough people with thick sideburns. Like, time to lead the revolution, bring that back. Big, thick sideburns.
Like, yeah. you're talking about the big, like, all the way down to here?
Like mid-cheek, you know, but, like, bushy, thick.
Yeah,
like,
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
The rest of this shit's coming off tonight.
I've had a myriad of facial hairs.
Well, you're good with the artistic looks.
Yeah. In fact, one time I even did the old Al Snow Fu Manchu strap. I did.
When we had first met, you had a very full beard and sideburns, and you were pretty much covered in hair, your entire face. I didn't know what you looked like for like a year.
She almost couldn't see your penis for like at least 6 months.
Almost.
The yeah. beard was that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bushy.
Yeah.
But it looked
nice on
you.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, nice. But yeah. when I start losing weight and I get a little, you know, a little, I feel like my face looks a little nicer. I like to just go for the little strap coming down here. Mm. Just like the, you know.
A flavor saver.
Yeah, a little flavor saver.
I can never get it to go straight. Like
soul
I
patch.
Tried that for a while.
Soul
it would
patch.
Just be kind of from here to diagonal.
Yeah, you know what? If you do shave and it's uneven or it's a little crooked, that is one of the most maddening things in the world. Because you know you can't fix it.
You can't.
For like at least like another couple
Steve,
weeks.
Steve, just feel his face because it just looks so soft.
It really does.
Really, seriously.
Oh my God, it is.
Okay, now next my penis.
It really soft.
Okay.
Wow, you are getting that heat rash again.
Definitely
huh?
the oil. That oil is so.
Just want to drink.
I think yeah. Really? Sean's allergic to alcohol. One day your fucking asshole is just gonna suck itself shut.
That's all right.
You're gonna implode.
I don't know what it is. I just get a rash when I drink.
I knew I had a water somewhere.
My face does feel really what's soft, that? Though.
It sounds like we're recording from a kitchen.
Yeah, sounds really airy.
Thank
that went away.
Yeah, there it goes.
That's that Jamie. That's my wife doing dishes.
Ah.
Right where she belongs.
Before I bang out her badoosie.
Badoosie. All right, let's get back to some news here.
Yes.
Now that the shaving is done.
The grooming, please.
Yes.
Well, just from what I heard. That both sites that we're on don't have audio for the show. It's just commercials and the break.
Yeah, I've been getting that there's no audio on the Ustream.
Oh, I see that.
Derek, fix it.
Oh, just one more thing. Again, that was www.groominglounge.com. Aristocrats Radio is the promo code for 10% off any product on the site. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Period.
Mesh. I can hear that.
Blood.
Where is that from?
That's the show intro.
Are we starting?
It seems like it, right? Where's that coming from? There we go.
That's
it
you.
It's me. I don't know why that happens.
Fuck this balloon.
Are you literally going to fuck the balloon?
Nope.
There's a lot of fetish sites where they do that.
Wow, that was freaking loud.
That scared
Done.
Me.
That scared me.
No more balloon problems.
So what story you got there?
Great. Now my dog's going to eat a rubber.
Can I just say that, like, I was reading something earlier on the site, and they were talking about an over-the-counter test for something that normally wouldn't be tested for over-the-counter, and I thought it was a really cool idea. Can you pull up that story? Or
FDA panel endorses an over-the-counter HIV test that diagnoses in just 20 minutes.
Wow.
I'd get it.
Do you got to pee on a stick?
That's what it looks like.
Really?
Yeah. Let me get this picture up here.
I say as a bit, we all pee on an AIDS stick.
Yeah.
That might not be such a funny bit.
There's a slight chance I might test positive.
Yeah, if Sean tests positive, there's a good chance I'm punching him in his head and kicking him out of my house because I don't want that airborne shit.
Wow.
Lucy.
Lucy's nuts.
I think we should do that in a couple weeks. Something tells me that's probably expensive, though.
I say we do it post White Castle challenge.
Yeah.
We all just get HIV positive from White Castle.
Well, it looks like there's some kind of mixture thing that you have to do. Is it like a blood sample or is it a urine sample?
Well, let's see. It's no cure, but it would mark a significant victory in the fight against HIV. 17 member of...
He said member. That's like
the test uses an oral swab to return an HIV diagnosis in a matter of minutes. Mm-hmm. It's already available for use in clinical settings, and while it's not quite as accurate as an actual lab diagnosis, oof.
Yeah, that would suck. Imagine getting a positive test and you're not.
It could help curb the spread of HIV, allowing for discreet and more regular testing.
Now, what if we got this stick and we just swabbed Sean's butthole?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a
it heavy would probably light on fire.
There's mucus membrane in there. We can dig that right in there.
That's right.
It might be positive.
Can you imagine how much this thing's going to cost, though?
Yeah, $6.
No way.
No, like, it is.
I have it bullshit.
It's just
I looked
a
into
swab.
It. It looked, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. How much is it?
$6.
Really? Because I've paid many, many times for a pregnancy test that costs like $20 for two.
So, wait, you're having premarital sex? You fucking heathen?
Fuck off. Sinner.
Fuck off.
I hope you burn.
This test...
Does Sheila know?
This test retails to doctors for $17.50, but there's no word on what consumer pricing might be. So the doctors are getting it for just under $20, but... Yeah, they could charge us $150.
Yeah, my doctor also charged me, $300 for some kind of test, and all I do is pay a copay.
Yeah, well, hey. Yeah, I wonder if insurance would pick that up.
I'm sure it would.
I probably would.
If you were, I don't know. How would you even, I don't know.
You'd probably have to explain something to your insurance company.
Well, maybe if you got, like, a blood transfusion or something.
Yeah.
You'd normally be done, diagnosed with a blood test, so an oral swab, it might be obviously more cost efficient than taking blood and sending it into a lab and waiting a few days to get results back. So they might actually replace this.
Yeah, but if it's not as accurate, I mean, that's like...
But what is the accuracy rate?
It doesn't really say.
Because a blood test's not 100% accurate either.
That's true. Very true.
It's definitely not 100% because I've tested negative many times.
Blue Cross. I was sharing needles with my friends.
We were trying to save money and said, let's just share needles.
My friend was shooting up heroin, and I took it from him and ran and fell and tripped on it. I mean, not me. My friend did.
And 2 days later, I woke up.
I collapsed all the veins, so I had to...
inject it in my toes.
I had to butt fuck somebody, so...
Wait, how much is that? Would you take a check?
It's okay if it post-dated.
Is it okay if it has Disney characters on it?
Damn it.
By the way, I'm a zombie.
And I have a mole.
Now, if you're a zombie, are you worried about getting HIV?
I'm sorry. That's a hairless mole, so. FYI. A hairless mole.
Now, if a zombie that's had AIDS, do you think it would die eventually?
I don't know.
Without shooting it?
I don't know
if she hates me or loves me.
She just wants to play.
Yeah, she wants to.
She's a puppy. A
very active puppy.
Can she have zucchini?
Yeah, sure.
Here's some zucchini.
Watch your fingers.
Puppy. Oh, you love zucchini. Good puppy. Mm,
good. Okay, I got it here. The test has been shown to be accurate and positively identifying HIV in trials 93% of the time.
93% of the time?
That's a pretty
every
high
time.
That's an accurate fucking
yeah,
test.
Right.
I feel pretty confident with that.
That means if everyone was testing regularly, the test would still miss roughly 3,800 cases.
but it would correctly diagnose 45,000 infected individuals.
You know what? Hooray. You know what would be better than this, guys? Why don't we all just abstain from sex? Am I right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Am I right?
Yeah, no more for me.
I'm so glad you're all on board with
me. Isn't
that
what Justin Bieber
does?
What?
Justin Bieber. Isn't that his thing or whatever?
Kevin, I'll be falling in a volcano one day.
Why?
One day.
Fuck
Why?
You.
Why?
Just
go on.
Oh, yeah. It's Jonas Brothers.
Oh, wait. Did I miss a dig?
What?
Huh? Why are you fucking Kevin?
I don't know.
No, I hope he dies.
Wow.
Right a volcano.
All I said was the best way to not catch anything is to just be abstinent until marriage and commit yourself to one partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then he requests, yeah, promise to the Lord, my Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And Superstar. Then he tells me to fall into a volcano.
Mm. Wow, that is so devilish.
Just because you're going to burn in the fiery depths of hell does not mean you need to condemn me to the closest brimstone and fire and all that on earth, which is a volcano. I see your symbolism, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, this is getting deep.
Anywho.
Nothing.
I've literally walked in on you.
What?
You walked in on me what? Nothing. Do you saw a stylus at me?
A stylus?
What is that?
That is to a
DS. That is an AIDS needle.
Oh.
Oh, you are infected. Careful.
Are these over the counter yet? Are these over the counter? No, get tested. Oh, shit.
I can tell you what that
next
is.
Next demo.
It's like a butt plug, but it's for your pee hole.
Ooh.
So you just put that in and it loosens it up for
it's a pee plug.
When you welcome a gentleman into your dick.
What are you doing later?
You know, snuggling.
Want to watch a movie?
The Muppets Great Caper, whatever the fuck it's called, it's on Showtime.
With all the mutton chops.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? Thief stole 400,000 toothpicks in Georgia.
What?
They consider that a thief? I'm pretty sure he just stood in a restaurant and just kept turning that little knob that let them come out.
The China buffet. Police in Georgia are trying to figure out who stole about 400,000 toothpicks worth nearly, guess how much?
$6.
Guess how much?
$9.50.
No, realistic. 400,000 toothpicks. How much do you think 200
bucks.
$200? Honestly.
Maybe like 150.
150?
Like a pack of 200 is what, like $4 or $5?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, $25.
Really? Think so?
I say around $500.
Was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you on the show?
Jamie says 1,000.
Wow.
Sheila, what do you say?
Sheila? She wasn't listening.
$3. What?
$3,000?
That's pretty good.
We have a winner. Sheila, $3,000.
Wow.
Booyah.
That's
Sheila wears the brains in a family.
Yep.
Also true.
Wow.
Without her, I would not know what I'm doing.
400,000 toothpicks are worth nearly $3,000.
Have you seen people from Georgia?
My cousin eats those.
With the amount of space between their teeth, they need that many to get in there.
That's just for a family of four.
My cousin eats toothpicks and swallows them.
I don't ever want to meet him.
He does. He chews them up until like it looks like little fibers and then just swallows them.
That's not good. That's very dangerous.
I can pass a toothpick from my mouth into my nose without using my hands.
Wow. That's talent.
True story.
I want you to paint my balls.
Each case contains 288 packages of 100 toothpicks. Police say there are no signs of forced entry.
Could be an inside job.
Uh-oh.
The owner believes a current or former employee might be responsible.
Like I said.
Two employees told the owner they saw a man selling containers of toothpicks at a flea market last weekend.
Get your toothpicks, yeah.
Yo, follow me in this alley. I got these toothpicks right here.
Hey, man, do you have Percocets? No, but I do have toothpicks.
I'm just so upset about my toothpicks being missing. I just want to go down the flea market. I want to buy some reversible trousers and just get my mind off of everything.
Reversible trousers.
Could you imagine being the guy who walks into the storeroom, flicks the light on, and just toothpicks gone? And
something's missing.
What the hell? Where are my toothpicks?
And then he's walking by the guy's stand.
Is that toothpicks?
I'm still saving up for my raspberry smelling jeans.
That's right.
Still
Sean is
them.
Obsessed with those, though.
I really want them. Shipping is a fucking killer.
Yeah?
Shipping's a killer.
Did
it's
you
overseas.
Look it up?
Yeah.
What's a raspberry jean?
If you listen to the show, you would know.
I don't.
Raspberry
so
jeans. I could wear jeans.
Raspberry jeans are the DNA
that
of fruit
smell
or something.
Like raspberries for 9 months.
You don't have to wash them.
Without washing them. And it would smell just like raspberries.
And so would
hence,
your balls.
His loins would also smell like raspberries.
Hence, his fiance would actually go near
I'd
them.
Be like, hey, do you like tricks? Because I got all the fruits right down here.
How about a raspberry BJ?
But I don't know that that men should smell like raspberries.
I would love to smell like raspberries. I would like to smell like two things, raspberries or whatever this smell is now, because I am turning myself on.
Really?
Wow. It
smells really good.
Sean's about to get his first boner.
His first.
of the day.
Sean, abstain. Abstain.
The power of Christ compels you.
That dog is nuts.
Dude, this dog does not stop.
Does not.
He's just energetic.
Does she ever sleep?
Yeah, but I gotta put her in the kennel for her to actually go to sleep.
Oh, really?
We actually gave her a tranquilizer for a rhino. Yeah. Eventually she'll go down.
Yeah, don't let her in there. There's definitely
Jesus Christ.
You putting her to sleep, I picture it like the beginning of Jurassic Park with the velociraptor cage. And she's getting out. He's just like, shoot her! Shoot her!
Well, no, the way I would usually put her to sleep is I put her in her bed and I put the show on. Oh.
You mean your show?
Oh. Our show.
Wow.
Way to make fun of the show that you're on.
Yeah, Dick. Well, yeah, that's why you're not in the intro.
Yeah.
So much for a favorite aristocrat, Derek.
Well, when you are on the intro, that is going to be your soundbite.
Could you not use that, but just use the dead air that came after it? I would appreciate that.
Derek, so is the spot for your favorite aristocrat open, or?
It's about to be.
Oh. So, Derek.
I think Lucy is my favorite
Derek,
aristocrat.
Derek, you're
like, she just walks around and bites everybody.
What the fuck am I? I do nothing but follow direction.
You do everything minus follow direction. So, but everything you just said minus the follow
and
direction.
And I bring
part.
The humor to the show.
But, yeah. Like, sure. I can walk around and bite everyone, too. So, would that make me your favorite?
I don't see you doing it.
I feel like you need to be his favorite aristocrat by, like, legalities.
No, but I'm not.
Oh. Then Derek's just a douche.
Well, she's an aristocrat.
Oh. I am.
Yes. We need t-shirts that say that.
And maybe maybe Derek's the one that does the biting.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, I bit my cheek. Yeah, so you can definitely tell Matt's not here today, by the way.
Why?
Because there's none of that, holy shit, fucking stuff going.
God, the fucking Undertaker.
400, that's a lot of toothpicks.
Not even flinching.
Did you know?
For instance, did you know?
Produce.
Actually, produce is produce.
Crying.
I can't do it. Nobody could do it but him. Alrighty.
Oh my god, I feel like my toes are gonna come off.
I know. I think they are.
We really fuck with this dog now.
Yeah, she is getting
rowdy,
rambunctious.
Ooh.
You should have called her Rowdy Roddy Peeper.
So, you got any news stories for us?
Sure.
Derek? It's almost time for the show to end.
Yeah.
Because I just want to say that I have someone coming next week for your King of the Castle challenge.
Maybe.
Who's this?
We might have a ringer who can beat everybody.
This is my BFF, who is my ex-BFF, and now he's my BFF again.
So thank
you. Thank you.
Timothy.
Oh, no, not you.
Oh.
Timothy.
Maybe we should plug that a little bit for the listeners.
That's
yeah,
true.
I think so.
Yeah, next
what,
week.
What, her BFF?
Mm-hmm.
As far as we know, next week, if Matt buys it, we are going to be doing the King of the Castle challenge. That's right.
Is there music?
There is music.
Play it.
King I don't of have the it
Castle.
Right
do, do, do. Something. No. Okay.
So, Derek, what is the King of the Castle challenge?
It is a half hour. Uh-huh. We are going to have a buttload of White Castle cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Some of them without onions.
Thank you.
And, whoever eats the most in 30 minutes
gets a autographed picture of your colon.
That's right.
My money is on Kev, though. I think Kev is, what's the word I'm trying to look for here?
What are you getting at?
Underestimating the burgers.
I'm not at all. I will annihilate.
Didn't Kev say you should eat like 7 dozen?
What, you want to put a wager on this?
Kev, Kev.
The reason why I'm thinking about this, because the person that ate 21... Which is the record, right?
Died for us. Right after.
Died.
No.
Just dropped dead.
Literally, probably could eat you.
Yeah?
Can we say who
he was? Very impressive.
And once he eats me, I will eat my way out of him from the inside, and then I will eat my burgers.
Yes.
Craig, do you hear that? He's calling you out,
He was a very impressive eater.
Who is it? Do we still have contact with this guy?
I know. I'll Facebook message him and just see what he says.
Do it.
That we have someone that might be able to, because he stopped at 21 only because he blew everybody else out of the water.
Yeah,
he might have been able to keep going.
He probably could have.
I think Tim is going to win. That's all I'm going to say.
That rhymes.
But my money is still on Kev. Matt talks shit.
Tim for the win.
I will get to
Team Tim
number 22. I will then strip down to my underwear and then eat 6 dozen more.
6 dozen more?
Okay, Kev. Complete shoot.
how many do you think you can eat if prepared?
Smell my mic.
I think
if you prepare for it, how many you think? Honestly, you think you can eat?
I'll at least put away a grave case. At least
30.
At least
30. At least
that's my goal.
You're confident?
Yes. What's the wager?
In a half hour.
Do this.
You understand,
Kev? This is a burger a minute.
Yeah,
Kev, you do this. I'll get a picture of Derek's anus. I'll sign that thing for you.
I think I can eat a crave case.
In a half hour.
Oh, stop, Lauren.
I think I can do it.
In a half hour.
A wager between you and I.
But I get to throw it all up after the half an hour.
Well, as long as you throw it up outside.
That's fine. I will,
I don't want that shit in my house.
And I won't puke on the floor.
Yeah, it will. As long as I can rid myself of what I've eaten.
Oh my God.
After the half an hour's over.
Is nobody worried about
it? Sean does.
I will put this out there. If you can eat the entire case.
Yes.
And you are allowed to throw up after.
Okay.
I will then eat a spoonful of your White Castle vomit.
Oh my God.
Wow.
If you can do it, I will do it. I'm kind of making sure.
Yeah. Bows it.
Make sure this dog doesn't eat people.
Bows it.
Yeah.
That works. So I just want to put it out there.
Yeah.
I am not in this.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it.
I cannot
eat. I can't even eat five of them. So I'm going to commentate.
I mean, like, you really don't have that much faith in me that you would like insult me.
No, I just want to eat your vomit.
I have faith that Kev will win.
Come outside right now because I can make that happen.
I have faith that Kev is going to win this. I don't care if you bring your buddy Tim. I don't care if you bring Craig.
Wow.
But I'm going to be a contender too. That's the thing. So I think that I should at least.
I don't care if Lauren does.
Someone needs to root for me. I need someone on team.
And I don't care if Sean does this. I think Kev's going to win this, but.
Kev
is not going
me.
To break the record.
Of no, because all you've done is whine about these burgers.
Wah, onions.
If there's no onions, I'm in.
You scrape the onions off.
All right. So Clutch is saying he seriously wants someone to write this up, and he will post it on everything possible to bring in the fucking listeners.
All right. Oh wow, he's finally bringing us listeners.
Derek, I don't need special burgers.
Here comes him just saying like, "Oh, and you didn't give us a promo, and you didn't give us this, you don't do shit." Nah.
Derek, I don't need special burgers as long as you personally pre-scrape all my onions off.
I will pre-scrape it with my chode.
Minus the spit.
Clutch, just give a yes or no if you're interested in joining this, because I seen you pack down some French onion dip or something last week. So we're waiting for your answer.
I mean, I'm going to try my best. I'm not going to say I'm going to do great, but I'm going to do my best.
I am willing to take more participants.
But then it would be...
Because I'm so confident Kevin's going to win this, we need more people involved.
King or queen of the castle.
Sean, it's no shit on you. I think you're going to eat a lot. But just based on height, you're not going to be able to win.
What the fuck does that mean?
Here's the thing, Sean.
Look, when Kev...
If you don't think you can put away at least 21, you're out. Don't even come in.
I'm not trying to sound over cocky, but I can totally do it.
I don't want you to come in here just to get like a quick shitty meal and leave.
All right, guys. See you later.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm full.
Bro. 10. I'm out. Bye.
Hey, Sean, you kick me a couple bucks, I'll throw the whole fucking thing.
Oh, shit. See, the thing is with the height involved, Kev eats when it falls all the way down, 6'2", down to his toe.
Damn. Really? How tall is Kobayashi?
I don't know. Like
he's
fucking,
Asian. He's got to be under 5 feet.
Yeah, he's like 7'2", bro.
Yeah, but
are you fucking high?
He fucking denied a contract to the NBA because he wanted to be a competitive eater.
What you don't understand is that Asians are born with two things that we don't have.
Small wieners.
Three things. Three things us white men don't have.
No, speak for yourself.
Second stomachs, small wieners, and they're all born with gills.
Yeah,
that's very true.
And they don't have round eyes that you can see anyway.
Oh, I just thought they're always squinting.
No, they're born with sunglasses. They just lose them.
I've said it once. I'll say it before. If I was Chinese, I wouldn't fight a single person because my eyes would be already swollen shut before it even started.
That's true. Very true. That is a disadvantage.
All right. I got to start prepping.
Yeah, you do.
Is there anything that you've learned over the years that can help you eat more during a competition?
No.
Lauren's shaking her head. Yes. Looks like she's been training already.
I have been. I think that because I watch that stupid competitive eating show on the Travel Channel, which I'm not going to plug because I hate it. He dunks everything in liquid.
Man versus food?
He dunks everything in liquid, and he kind of shovels it into his mouth. So
really?
I don't want to, like, you know, chime in here or whatever, but
Sean just peed on
his Sean, you fucking dick, dude.
Go clean it up now.
Look at that. It's all your fucking Red Bull and
Rub
vodka.
Rub his fucking face in it.
No, Lucy just didn't know.
I'm not going to say it now, but I have a technique in mind.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah,
it's gonna, it's gonna change the game forever.
Really?
You just wait and see.
I mean, I've got a pretty
if
good
if you dunk it in anything, I'm gonna buy.
I know.
I am not dunking.
I think I know what Kev's gonna do.
I'm gonna dunk it in fucking Starbucks coffee. That's what I'm gonna do.
I know what Kev's gonna do, by the way. You know why she's doing that? So she can shit as she's eating.
That's right.
Well, we're not sharing a bed that night. That. Holy Christ.
I am showing up with a colostomy bag on.
Yeah.
I will
So far, we got Kev. Lauren, possibly Tim, or is that definite?
He's coming, or else they'll kill him.
That's what she said. So,
I did.
Can you fucking put me in this competition? Sure. I hope I win this, just so I can punch
you
in the face.
I'm not done yet. Kev, Lauren, Tim, Matt,
and you,
Sean,
the dark horse.
I'm not in it.
Sean,
I'm going to commentate with Derek. I just don't even want to attempt it.
I can't because I'll die.
Yeah, I'm like still like in pain from having 2 cheeseburgers total today.
Oof.
So, and then Matt will be in it. And then I'm willing to take other people that, you know, at least we're close to knowing here and bring them aboard.
Well, I mean, if you can get a hold of Craig so he can, I mean, we should give him a fair chance to
defend his title.
I'd like to see maybe Vaughn participate.
No, I wouldn't. That's
fine.
Okay. It's fine.
I miss you, Vaughn. Come back.
Well,
home.
You can go on his show then. How about that? You can watch shitty horror movies and go on his show and talk about
it. I really hope that if I did do this, message Craig and he was up for the challenge.
Yeah.
I really would like to see that.
He would be welcome with open arms as far as I'm concerned.
We'll see what happens.
Is it Craig or Craig?
Do you think Eric would do it?
No, he wouldn't eat that.
No.
You're right.
It's true.
Mm-mm. My face still really smells good.
Is there anybody else that you know?
My brother.
Oh, my God. Your brother would Craig.
He's welcome to come.
No,
unless
he's not,
you think he can beat you.
He will beat
me. He 100% will beat Kev without a doubt. He'll beat anybody.
Well, see, I'm all about you bringing in that because I don't necessarily need to see you win. I want to see somebody get to 30 and a half hours.
My brother buys Crave cases 2 at a time.
How many burgers?
Yeah, but he's doing a half hour. That's the thing here. You only have a half hour limit.
I feel like the burgers.
It's not like the whole show.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like this should be updated. I feel like because just burgers are like very, it's very boring and like an archaic concept. I think that maybe like a thing of fries should be considered equivalent to a burger.
No. No.
No, it's just the burgers.
No.
That's why it's
nah,
the whole
it's
Crave.
The burgers.
That's why it's the King of the Castle Crave Case Challenge.
King of the Castle.
They okay, who invited the girl?
Yeah, so your brother gets 2 curry cases at a time.
Oh, yeah.
But does he eat that in how long?
What he does is he cuts out one of the sides of the box and just pours them into his mouth.
Wowza.
Animal. But now this guy, Kevin's brother, can wreck a cave case. I'm pretty sure he eats everything.
I'm sorry. What's it called
would you want to bring him just to try to compete with him?
And then just have sex with the box.
So
I don't know. Should
bring
we?
Him. I'm serious.
No, I think we should just stick, because then that's like, you know, we're not
Well, you
Nathan,
know what? Maybe we should just stick to Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was the whole fun of it, that it was between us.
Okay, so that means, that means Craig's still eligible.
That's fine. I mean, Steve's only suggesting that we bring other
Somebody
people.
Somebody else.
Because he knows I'm going to stomp on and rape everyone in this. But
wait, is that before or after you start eating?
Oh, it's during.
Or literally?
It's during. No, it's literal.
I'm in. I'm definitely in now.
I will be housing castles.
Just hold the stomping.
And committing rape at the same time.
Hold my stomping.
Can we do this in underwear?
I was already planning on it.
Okay. So everyone has to do this in underwear.
Oh, I have Mickey Mouse velour underwear. Yes.
I am putting on my Spider-Man briefs.
Obviously,
and
Lauren, you don't have to be in underwear.
Shit out of burgers.
I have to eat burgers in my underwear? Is that what you just
Well,
said?
I was just thinking
Derek,
be more
said,
of a visual
Derek, Steve
for
said
people.
It. Steve said, Derek.
I think that we should keep this between current and former aristocrats.
Okay. That's fine. Wait. No, wait. You can't do that then.
Why?
You just counted out Lauren.
She was a former and still a current.
I thought you just said she was an aristocrat.
No, you canceled out her new BFF and took over
so
my
confused.
Spot at BFF.
Well, yeah, well, fuck Tim then.
Yeah,
oh,
Tim.
I'm back in the BFF.
Yeah.
Just like that. Bye, Tim.
Yeah, fuck Tim.
Well, because I think we have enough ammunition here for a good competition.
Yeah, but
Thank
see, the
you,
thing
Derek.
Is...
Thank you for putting me up on the level somewhere.
Between you and Kev talking smack, that's what we need.
You guys Lauren's need to talk smack. You guys need to talk smack all
Team
week.
Team Lauren.
Lauren, do you honestly think you can out-eat this guy?
I can out-eat anybody.
I'm just
and then
in
I'll
really
throw
tired.
It up, and then he's going to eat my
that just,
vomit.
That just
I can totally eat out anyone.
I will eat you out.
the second the out eat came into play, I clinched my butt a little bit.
Sorry. Because mine expanded. I was like, all right, someone's eating his butt today.
So Kevin, is that official? You will do that?
Yeah.
If she out eats you,
yeah,
buy a burger.
If I eat you yeah. out,
and she is then able to go outside, barf, and you will take a spoonful of that and eat it.
Yes.
On cam.
All right, you have to promote that.
But it has to be a large spoon, like a kitchen, like a...
It has to be a tablespoon.
A ladle?
No. Yeah, a fucking ladle.
No.
I will do a ladle?
Wow.
A vomit.
You'll eat a ladle of my
no,
White Castle vomit.
No.
A tablespoon.
Tablespoon is...
At least a tablespoon.
That's the
I
big spoon.
Kev, if it helps you out, I hear a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Well, the thing about White Castle vomit, it smells exactly like White Castle. So it's going to be just like eating another burger.
And the best thing about me is I smell castle. Wonderful. Yeah. So.
All right. So we really got to promote this hard this week because right. I want a lot of people listening.
So are you going to get a hold of Craig?
I will try. If he doesn't answer me, he doesn't answer me.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
But here's the thing. We need to promote it. We need you guys talking shit about it during the week to get more and more people to listen. I want everyone listening.
I'm going to be pissed if I get here next weekend. We're just like, all right, let's do the show. We don't have any burgers.
I want vignettes of you guys like jogging and eating burgers at the same time.
Well, you know something, mean Dirk.
Yeah, that's going to be Kev's approach. He's going to be on a treadmill while eating.
I'm going to put like a little straw together and a burger on each side and like make believe I'm like lifting.
There you go.
Well, what do you think, Derek, on her possibilities of winning?
I can do it. Come on.
Have you
I've
seen
never
her
seen
pack
you eat
down?
That much. I've seen you eat like a steak.
And not to take anything away from Sean, I've seen Sean house
ago.
With food.
Yeah, I know. That was the last time I saw you eat.
Thank you, Steve.
6 years ago, we went to Houlihan's and had a steak. And you told me not to tell anybody that you had it.
I'm like way overdue for eating, so it's my time.
Listen,
I've never seen you eat even remotely close to that much food, so I can't see you doing it.
Well, this is what she's been
Clutch, you are still welcome
she's been
to come.
The
there's no underwear clause.
You're welcome
if
to you're, make
you
it.
You just got to let us know. But here's the other thing. I'm not taking anything away from Sean. He can pound some food. It's just that I'm favoring Kev and his ability.
I mean,
to eat.
I'm a thing. The only thing that would veer me away from Kev is if Craig comes back.
Yeah.
If Craig comes back, then Sean, no offense, you're out. And it's really just between Craig and
everyone will be.
I hope
Kevin.
I'm the biggest fucking upset for you guys.
You can go ahead.
Here's the thing.
You could be the 1-2-3 kid of this.
I really hope I am.
Here's the thing. I've heard Sean go, "Oh, I'm stuffed." And I've heard Kev say, "You can eat that?"
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
You guys can go ahead and fucking pull this no-talent pussy Craig out of retirement.
Oh.
Just so I can embarrass him and then send him back to whatever hole he's in.
I just want to say one thing. I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy, so you have seen me eat a lot.
Okay, Derek,
you still
here's what you
do. You want to get a bun in that oven right before this?
You're
exactly.
Stuffing.
Derek, you fucking just inject her with your semen, and then she'll eat it.
I just want to say
that Derek,
I can
you got
to
get her
eat.
Pregnant sometime this week so she can
I
eat.
I need to be pregnant to eat.
Here's what we got
to
do. We
I just
get
haven't
a,
eaten
a bunch
then.
Of pregnant ladies and do the White Castle Challenge with them.
That's very healthy.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Justin Bieber.
Didn't work.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be all right. Now that we have like we gotta do a speed round and get out of here.
Why?
Because it's 8:57.
What's the deal, y'all?
True Blood's on, bro.
Deal,
True Blood's on.
Well, the Mr. Producer show's on after this.
What time? 9 or 10?
It's either 9 or 10.
Oh, I hope it's not 9 because we're going a little late.
And
I'm sure Clutch will be screaming if we gotta go off the air. A 69-year-old man turned up at a hospital in Manchester. This is in the UK, I believe. Mm. Yeah, the Mirror. Begging for help to remove the ring-shaped object from his genitals.
Oh.
Mm.
Is there an accompanying picture? Please say yes.
Just an x-ray.
Let's see it.
He had to be cut free from the sex aid by fire crews after a 36-hour ordeal.
So he had a cock ring on for 30... Ooh.
Yes. But when bemused surgeons at the hospital were unable to solve his predicament, they drafted in emergency services. Fire crews were forced to use precision cutting tools to free the man, who had to sign a disclaimer acknowledging the dangers of the operation. At first, the firefighters planned to use a 4-inch angle grinder to perform the eye-watering procedure.
My headset out.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But eventually, an air cutoff tool, which is normally used to cut off car pedals during a rescue, was used to cut off the sex toy. 36 hours.
Wait, that was just 36 hours with it on? Or it took 36 hours to
Has
get it
off?
Has
nobody ever heard of heave
to get
hope?
It off.
Everyone just grab an end and run.
Whatever happened to, like, you know, just getting the, you know, the margarine out?
Yeah, just throw a little.
Everyone just spit on this guy.
This guy must have been. I mean, my right now my balls are tingling just thinking about it.
Mine too. I'm about to finish.
That's a fucking dog.
What is going on with her?
I don't know. She's getting real excited and very bite happy.
Yeah, I see that. I see you clinching every time she bites you.
It hurts.
I don't know how you're not just wailing her in the face.
Well, I'm on camera, so there's evidence.
All right. Pretty sure there's an ASPCA member out there somewhere.
I was going to say play the Sarah McLachlan song.
Yeah. And show her face mauling his hand.
Precisely.
Thanks for putting the stereotypes about pit bulls to rest, Lucy.
Yeah, really. That. Just attacking everybody in the studio. Turns out watching porn can make you go blind after all.
I can't see.
Is it if being you're too close a woman.
To it? Oh.
The new sex study shows that watching hardcore erotic films reduces blood flow to the visual cortex of healthy heterosexual women, blurring their eyesight. Hmm. How about that?
Well, yeah, it's all the blood's running to their, I don't know, what do they have down there? Pushies?
Their vagine?
Yeah.
So whenever I see a blind lady, I'm now just going to assume she watched a shitload of porn.
That's right.
Just call her a perv as you walk by.
Perv!
It's an old blind lady with like a dog and a stick. And it's like, you whore.
You start dating a girl, and all of a sudden you go to her house and you see a pair of glasses. You're like, I didn't know you wore glasses. It's like, oh, those are my porn glasses. As soon as I start watching them, I just got to put them on.
If you women specifically?
I don't know. I don't know. If you look, for example, at your computer and you have to write something or whatever, then you have to look specifically and carefully at what you're doing, because if you don't, it means you make mistakes. What?
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Oh, my God. Please move on.
Where did
I think you're reading the wrong thing. I think you've watched too much porn.
Is that an accompanying disclaimer with the story? What happened?
That was a quote from some guy.
Oh.
Well.
Good quote.
Really?
Really?
Sean just got fired on by Steve.
Damn it.
Here's my quote. Yo, broads, if you're looking at some porno, careful, because you're not going to see shit.
Here's a police dog.
Hold on. Wait. Do you think they're going to have to put a disclaimer before porn for women? Like, may cause blindness?
May cause blurred vision in females, healthy heterosexual females.
That was scary.
I'd just like to let you know that I already messaged Craig.
Yeah.
Already got a response.
And it was?
No.
Just kidding. I'm doing it now.
Okay.
Never.
There was a police dog in Walmart. The cop went inside to use the bathroom. And there was a police dog in the car. And there was a fella who worked there sitting on a bench eating his lunch. Somehow, the car door was open because their doors are like remotely controlled. You know, so they have it on their keychain.
Right.
The door opened up. Dog went out, attacked the shit out of this guy.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, so they have him on camera. There's no video. But he's like, it attacked his arm, his stomach, and his groin.
Oh, of course.
So he's trying to run into the store to get this dog off of him. And eventually the cop came out and took the dog. I guess
there's no video?
They put him down, right?
They didn't put the video. The dog?
No, the guy.
I wonder if they did put it down. Well, they're basically saying that they have no idea why the dog thought this guy was a threat, but he obviously did.
That's not Boar's Head.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, she's getting a little excited. It's okay. She's all right. She got laid.
It's all right. He's going to...
He's scared.
Just got laid.
He's going to take her back and beat the shit out of her. That's fine. Don't tell Sean McLaughlin, though.
In the arms.
That was it. All right. What do you got?
A woman was awarded nearly $1 million after she met a man online and gave her herpes.
The herp?
Yeah, she claimed that this retired dentist infected her with genital herpes. She put up a case against it, and she won, and she got $1 million.
Dentist?
Because this dentist.
All these dentists.
They all got herpes.
No, they're all fucked up, and they don't have dental licenses, and they're practicing genital herpes.
And let me try this.
Unsafe
Let's see if you guys fall for this. Check out this girl.
Here. That's a man.
No.
Not a man.
Looks okay.
Guess how old she is.
72.
35? 15. I'd hop. No. Oh, damn it.
That is a 15-year-old Australian teen.
She's representing Australia in the International Miss Teenager Pageant.
No.
She's 15
why would you do that?
Years
no.
old. She's not 15.
You know how hard it is to put this erection away?
I know. Well, you better put it away, you pedo.
That thing's at least 40.
40?
Yeah.
Thing.
Look at all the wrinkles around her face.
I don't see any wrinkles.
She's photoshopped.
She has lovely eyes.
She does. Planned She's Parenthood 40. Is setting up shop at a Roosevelt High Roosevelt High School in L.A. to reduce teen pregnancies. So they're actually going to have a Planned Parenthood right there in the school.
Convenient.
Very convenient.
Can you not have this girl's picture on the screen while you talk about Planned Parenthood? That's all I'm thinking.
And the last, well, you got something?
No, I was just saying I sent the message, so we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
Oh, you actually still have his number and everything?
I Facebook messaged him.
Craig.com. Oh, I thought you, yeah. Yeah, I'd be surprised if he even goes on Facebook.
I'd be surprised if he
before the show.
Me.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, I'm just going to shit talk him anyway.
Yeah, might as well.
But loud enough for him to hear.
Yeah. Our last store. Double D breasts could be putting your health in danger.
What?
That's right.
Lauren, you're in trouble.
I am.
Some women and girls, and certainly many men, will be happy to hear that women's breasts today are on average larger than they've ever been before.
I don't like that shit.
But this isn't necessarily good news.
No.
In this generation, the average cup size has gone from 34B to 36C. Average.
Wow.
Wow. Further, but the body's store toxic chemicals in fatty tissue. The bigger the cup size, the more fatty tissue there is to store chemicals like mercury and PCBs.
Cancer causing?
That's weird because I make sure that my fiance stores her PCP in her boobs.
That's right. So be careful, double D's. What was that, Steve?
Nothing. Yours are always so short and loud.
And I smink.
And he always has to do like some weird like crouching tiger, hidden dragon shit.
That's not good news for me at all. Aside from the health risk factors, I don't like big boobs.
Oh, you don't?
I look at them, but I don't like to play with them.
No?
No.
They scare you?
Are you a gay?
No, I like handful size. That's it.
What are you, a gay?
Are you a gay?
Anything, I like to play with them.
Anything more than a handful is a waste of time.
And by them, I mean my own.
Yeah.
Boom. I like to play with Sean's.
Hey!
All right. Well, we would obviously like to thank groominglounge.com.
www.groominglounge.com. Michael Levy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
You don't need the www.
Well, I'd like to say.
And put in Aristocrats Radio as the promo code and receive 10% off of your purchase.
Craig's going down.
Craig's going down. I put your mic back on, by the way.
Oh, it smells Fuck, so
Craig's
bad.
Going down.
Smells?
Yeah.
Well,
really
Steve farted
nasty.
Pretty
yeah,
nasty.
I know.
We are out of here. Stay tuned.
So, everyone, keep your ears peeled and your eyes fucking listening to the. Crave Case Challenge.
Better show up, Craig.
King of the Castle.
King of the Castle Crave Case Challenge.
You're my bitch, Craig.
We're fat bitch tits Matt will be trying to go up against Kevin. Hopefully, goony ass Carrot Craig can get knocked off his pedestal by Sean. Who knows?
This dog is incredible.
I think that Lucy needs to be involved, too. Maybe she can out you.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? How many burgers do you think Lucy could take down?
I don't know.
I think Lucy could take down a rhino.
I just want to take her home.
Oh, I'm so depressed.
Why are you depressed?
Oh, no, I was sleeping.
I mean, it's like
if
you went somewhere like with your kid and your kid starts acting up and
please.
You're just trying to calm it down and just running around screaming and all that, you know, I just wanted to behave, you know, set a good example.
Well, I mean, Steve, you've seen I've dragged my kid out of here kicking and screaming. Remember he's punching me in the face on the way out?
I remember he punched you, but.
Yeah.
You know, you deserved it.
I mean, honestly, what do you do when your kid starts eating people's shoes and stuff? Like,
I just put shoes up higher so my kid can't get to them.
You know what? It's a dog. We expect it. So
yeah.
don't think that we're like, you know.
I feel bad because Lucy now is laying down, has its back to you. Yeah, she doesn't want to look at its pops.
She's just disappointed
in
you.
Yeah, and you're visibly upset.
And it is licking and trying to nibble on Sheila's flip flop now.
And you know what? I was saying that you were going to take her out back and beat the shit out of her, but I know you just gave her a stern talking to.
Yeah.
You just looked her in the eye and you said.
And maybe a little bit of an Asian spice.
Because that's the worst. When your parent looks at you and says, I'm disappointed in you. You're just like, ooh, why didn't you just hit me?
I walked her to the front. Yeah. Put her in front of a mirror and I said, look at yourself. Just look at yourself.
And she wouldn't. You're like, do it.
You filthy animal.
Is that how I raised you? Huh? Is that how I raised you?
I had to start training now. Let's go start training.
What, for the Crave Case?
For your burgers?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to White Castle all this week?
Right now.
I gotta go.
Route 9.
I gotta go.
Okay. Now. Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
All right, so we will see you next week for the Aristocrats.
I was actually wondering real quick, too. Can we just open the show right into it?
Right into the burgers?
7 p.m., go eat it, because I want people feeling nauseous and throwing up towards the end of the show.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
No, yeah, this way we can get all the reactions throughout the...
That's You're like, idea. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I'm going to shit.
So stay tuned next week. Matt will be back, and we will have some fat asses in here eating burgers.
I miss Matt.
Craig's going down.
Yeah, that's who I miss. I miss Matt. We'll see you next week. AristocratsRadio.com.
Bye, guys.
And groominglounge.com. AristocratsRadio.com. .com. CWE Radio.
.com.
Your phone is ringing. La-di-da-do, la-di-da-do.
I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh, inconceivable.
You think I'm some slapper whip pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some slapper whip pussy for you to fuck?